You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up, fuckers? Check it out, YKW dudes. You guys want something to do because you're ready to listen to the show and you got nothing else? And what am I going to do tonight? It's Tuesday night. Well, here's something to do. Tune into Comedy Central at 10:30 Tuesday nights and watch Inside Amy Schumer. Season number fucking two is right now, and it's hilarious. It's one of the funniest shows on TV. Tuesday nights, 10:30 Inside Amy Schumer. And Comedy Underground with David Tell is coming on. It's uncensored comedy from Comedy Central. And David Tell is hosting it. He picked all his favorite comics, put them on a show. Everybody did a few minutes of uncensored comedy. And the series premieres April 12th. April 12th, Comedy Underground, David Tell, his new comedy show, filmed right in New York City at the Village Underground, and Inside Amy Schumer, Tuesday nights at 10:30. Make sure you watch it, or at least DVR it, you lazy twat. Two great shows, two funny people. Watch it. Spread the word. All right, check this out, YKW. Dude. You fantasy baseball fans out there? You got to go check out DraftKings.com. On opening day, DraftKings.com awarded over $500,000 in cash prizes. That's over $500,000 on opening day. And there's way more to come. You got to check out DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-day fantasy sports site. Our listeners have won over hundreds and thousands, even millions of bucks with DraftKings. Just watching sports and playing fantasy. A guy named Sam won $100,000 his very first day ever playing. $100,000, bam, first day. And his name's Sam. DraftKings is one-day fantasy sports site. No season-long commitment. No being stuck with players. Just instant cash every day. Right now, you can play for free. To win real cash, enter Kelly today at DraftKings.com and get free entry into another huge contest. They're awarding over $400,000 in cash prizes. $400,000. Free spots are going quick, so go there now and enter Kelly at DraftKings.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
We are live from Jersey City Comedy Festival with, let's all move in a little bit. Get Lewis a microphone, please.
Poor Joe. Very
lightly. Thank you, Dan. Anyway, thank you, Joe, for untangling your own things. Let's sit down.
It's my birthday, you fucking... Oh, what a diva, bitch.
Hey, does anybody have a razor blade? We can open up this fucking snake a little more.
No.
Can anybody have a knife? A sharp knife? Anything? We're in a restaurant. Maybe the chef has one.
And then it was just a hook on the outside of the car.
No! Let Lewis in a little more, you fucking fat hip fucking Aussie.
Ground.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Seeing a lot of Festuca top tip.
Sorry. I gotta fucking turn fucking soda down already.
I'm sorry that I got this velvety smooth voice.
Here we go, Bobby.
What the fuck? You don't have a nut? Who are you?
This is like the greatest knife ever.
All right, Louis J. Gomez hosting the show. All right. Now we're at the Jersey City Comedy Festival. Kelly Fasuka's sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
I like how she's very close to my crotch. This is a rarity in my life. Thanks, Kel.
It's your birthday, too.
Boo. It is my birthday. Nobody's wishing me happy birthday except for Joe List.
Excuse me? Did I not...
Kelly, you showed up and you ate meat. That's not wishing you a happy birthday. Dan Soder hasn't done a goddamn thing for me.
Oh. You're so full of shit.
He smoked a vaporizer with me.
I wish you a happy birthday the first thing I saw you. I'm the one that started the happy birthdays.
I think it's unprofessional to do shows on drugs.
Yeah, no, same here. This is good. Thank you, Joe.
Or with leather pants on.
I think it's unprofessional.
And here's the other thing. Bobby Kelly walks in like a fucking diva. He shows up. He looks like a rock star.
He is a rock star.
What's I don't up, like him dressing nice.
Why?
I like him dressing like a...
I finally found out who Kelly is. Do you remember the little goblin in Empire Strikes Back that's around Jabba the Hutt?
She's like, hey, you're busy, baby.
But she's still got Jabba the Hutt's body, kind of.
Yeah.
Am I that personality?
You're
fucking Jabba the Hutt?
You're Lando Calrissian. Everyone knows that.
Who am I?
Lando.
Lando who?
Calrissian.
Calrissian? It's not Calrissian.
What is it?
It's Calrissian, you fucking dumb.
And Jabba's not in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, he is.
And Bobby would obviously be Jabba. Who are we fucking kidding here?
Return of the Jedi. Damn it.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I'm just trying to move this.
First of all, let's just get this straight. Happy birthday. He doesn't have a dad. He doesn't have a mom. He's got no family. Do you understand the cries for help? He said 19 times, and we ignored it. Nobody has met. No one said my birthday. He's in his fucking 30s, and he still gives a fuck about this one day a year.
I do. No, yeah. I didn't. You know when I stopped getting Christmas gifts when I was like 11? I stopped getting birthday gifts.
Because they died. Because they're dead. No. You need parents to have jobs to make money gifts.
No, my mom lived until she was like 20, until I was like 22, 23.
I'm talking emotionally.
She was 17.
She was 17.
That didn't add up.
Liked it.
I know. I didn't get gifts. And now that I'm a little more, I think that's why I'm so obsessed with my son and like the love that he shows me. Because I've never had that unconditional type of love before.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Well, you have it from us. I don't think there's a
Bobby, you banned me from the podcast for 3 weeks.
Because you fucking stink. You're an asshole.
He's an asshole. Like smell wise.
Like what? Like drugs,
like
Joe?
Drugs, yeah.
Like illegal drugs?
Did you smoke weed? Are you high right now?
Yes.
Are you high?
A little bit from earlier.
Oh, Dan, earlier is 15 minutes ago. Why do you have to lie to him? You're not a child. See? He lied to fucking...
How did I lie to him? What was the lie? How was the lie about that?
You lied to Ava.
How was the lie about
that?
You saved your ass with that one.
You just saved shit on me, bro.
Oh, dude, I like
shit
he's a real...
Me,
I like he's a real-ass dude when everything blows over, but when it's going down, he's like, really? You really do that for me? But
I don't work the comedy really shower. You don't do shit for me.
You're gonna soon, you fucking idiot.
Thank you.
Is that my birthday present?
No.
Is it an audition at the Comedy Cellar?
Where's fucking Keeg?
Who?
Keeg.
Who?
Keeg Mahoney.
Who the fuck is Keeg?
Keeg.
Keeg Mahoney.
Why is he on the show?
It's his show.
The stand-up show. You know what he said to me? He was like, dude, I didn't put myself on the poster. No shit, you didn't put yourself on the poster. Where's he at?
Yeah, why didn't he put himself on the poster?
What? I think I broke the chair.
I think you did too.
I just broke the chair at
Louis. This is a fat self. Louis is a fat self. Louis. No cake for you, fat boy.
No, I can't have cake.
Of course you can't.
No sugar, no grains, dude.
What's up, sucker?
Sitting on the ground underneath Louis.
As you should, you hippo.
As he's talking.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Jim Morrison called. He said, keep the pants. They're all stretched out now.
Fucking List comes in.
Part of me truly believes that really Joe List has an autistic gear that he can just turn it on.
Just goes
disconnect emotionally.
I feel like he's like
when he squints.
I feel like he's like the Terminator, and he just puts shit. It's like all red, and then he just.
How funny was it when I fucking April Fool's that? Mush mouth cocksucker.
Yeah, Joe List almost fucking cried.
I felt like it was. First of all, I thought you were joking until like 40 seconds until you said just kidding.
Right.
And then I think a lot of that felt real to me.
He's a good
what
actor.
Was real? Because
you're not a good actor.
No.
I don't know how you sum that up.
Community theater, motherfucker.
What?
Community theater?
You just wanted to say community theater as a punchline. It sure it is.
Is this going to be a podcast? I have no cans.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh,
no,
you
you're
are
fine.
Really. You're a diva.
Yeah, you're a diva.
I'm not a diva. I can't hear
Joe is a diva. Joe is a diva.
Guys. Well, listen, and I want to
just start writing in a zings in a couple episodes.
So you're on the show tonight. This is your comedy festival.
Yeah.
Jersey City Comedy Festival. And you're dressed like George Clooney for some reason. Why?
Because, why not? he does all right.
This is the most annoying place I've ever tried to get in a vehicle, by the way.
It is a pain in the ass, but it's worth it. The place is great, though, isn't it?
Why can't we do the Jersey the Jersey City Comedy Festival in Lower Manhattan, just to make it easier for everybody. We can raise the money and send it over here.
A good portion of Lower Manhattan moved here. That's why it's all. That's why
you guys are praying for another fucking terrorist. That happened. And everybody over here
was
like,
"One more 9/11, we'll have the entire finance sector right here."
All the that day, you know, all the buildings over here were like. Yeah, all the projects. Yes, the slumlords.
My patriotism was hurt too much, so I wasn't thinking about business.
What?
My patriotism.
You weren't here, dummy.
I was in Arizona, and I was really thinking about it.
He was shedding a tear while stroking a bald eagle.
I was here. Who was here during 9/11?
I was in Jersey City.
Everyone raise your hands.
I was still living down the shore.
I was in Jersey City, and how fucking ironic is this?
You set it up. You're the mastermind.
I was filming the episode of The Job with Dennis Leary.
That's right.
Wow.
And I was
so staying. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe there is about to be another 9/11.
Don't say God forbid. What's wrong with you?
Come on, dude.
You take it too far.
It's only April.
Yeah. Heck, his birthday
away from April Fools.
Maybe there'll be a 4/20.
Yeah, I was filming the first day of shooting on The Job, and I was in my trailer. And I remember all these chicks in bikinis were walking by because it was a beach scene. We were down the Jersey Shore. And I had my trailer open because second time I ever had a double banger. You know what that is?
No. Do you think he does? Really?
You know what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I always.
When you get an acting job, you either get the honey wagon, which is the little thin thing.
H dub.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
By
the way, Bobby was praying for the honey wagon. He was like, ooh, honey. It really is a real life Winnie the Pooh. Think, Bobby, think.
I like that you had to make it funnier. Yeah.
I can't stop looking at Lewis's worn marks on the inside of his jeans.
People don't like Lewis so much, they didn't laugh at a real good one. And when you said it right after him, they laughed more. That's how much they love you and not like you.
Too real on my birthday.
Sorry, happy birthday. Too real. And you patched it.
Yeah, I patched his bitches. These are my fat jeans because I went to the Brazilian Steakhouse 2 days
ago.
Because
of your jeans. Because... Nothing? All right, whatever.
Damn good.
Can I have a bandana? Can I have that microphone cover? That's the bomb bandana for
right now. The bomb bandana is the microphone cover.
Listen, I have permission to look at my phone for a moment. My girlfriend's in like a really serious situation.
Yeah, Sarah.
Is she okay?
She's in March Madness. Caroline says that's a really serious situation.
What's the serious situation?
Like someone could fucking get mad and throw something at
her. It is when you don't get bounced in the first round. I wasn't in it, dude. I was fucking filming some shit in LA and I couldn't fucking even be in it.
Filming shit?
Yeah, I can't talk about it.
Were you in a honey wagon?
I was in a honey wagon filming shit.
Oh, sorry. There's a mic right there. Just grab the mic. You guys are sharing.
Or Scobo.
He took it to another level. He's like, this is my mic.
Buddy, listen. Don't piss all over the fucking host.
Scobo. Okay?
I thought he was hosting.
Craig, can
no,
I
the
borrow
host
some hair
of us
gel?
Tonight. You can just grab the mic back. Just say, give me that. That's all. He's
all right.
Holding it.
It's all right. Greg can have it back.
Dude, well,
what the
fuck,
Scopo? Now you drama
just
mama.
To come up and say hello.
Yeah, listen. Why are you not on the poster? I forgot all about that.
I did. Well, because it was a
you-know-what-dude
thing.
Scopo.
I didn't think anybody wanted me on.
Yeah, it's not called you-know-what-dude plus Craig with the weird hair.
Dude, it's the you-know-what-dude podcast. We have other people on other than you fucking four, five assholes.
Well,
Bobby
really was
on the
like,
poster. I don't really feel like drawing my fucking self either.
First of all, here's what I don't like. I don't like how he used, you could tell amount of respect.
You really don't want to make it,
no,
do
fuck
you,
dude. The amount of respect he had for the person is the amount of time he took to draw their face on this poster. So you guys all look fucking great. Then it gets down to me, and I turn into a fucking serial killer.
Let me see the poster. Get the poster,
I did a good job.
You don't respect me, Craig.
Get at the poster.
I wish you a happy birthday as soon as I saw you, by the way.
Thank you. That's true, actually.
Same
Craig
here. Hey, same here, Craig, but he forgot
Dan
when I did.
Soder or Chris Scopo.
All right, here's the way
Robert
this show's going to roll, okay? Lewis, you're going to host.
Boom!
then we're going to put Dan Soder. No,
you
can't
follow me. You got to put somebody else. Buffer.
We're going to put Scopo up next, all right? All right? Then Festuca.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then we're going to put... Joe, what are you doing?
Masturbating.
Why?
Here's the thing. You gave me a microphone. This is your fault, you dummy. You gave me a microphone with ridges on it. I'm going to jerk it off.
You gave it to him with ridges. He tried to eat it.
He's got a ridge.
Nothing. That's too in a row. Fuck you,
it's
guys.
A cool jacket. Now you're too Hollywood, dude. You dress too good now.
Cans, and he does have a ridged mic.
Listen, here's the deal. Then it's going to go Joe. Then it's going to go Dan. And then it's going to go moi. Okay? I'll go last.
Where's Kelly?
She's on after Scopo. Oh, shit.
I'm like, he's not.
All right. You'll go on after Dan.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Look, put the mic up to you. Can you hold?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Why would you put him after Dan?
All right,
they're all Dan's fans.
They're your fans.
They're Dan's fans. They're Dan's fans.
Actually, right, opened Dan, for Dan at last year's festival.
Coming for a double banger.
Put him before Dan.
Here's the deal. I'm hosting.
No.
I'm hosting.
No.
You're going to headline.
No. No.
Yeah.
No, Joe List.
They're Dan's fans.
Joe List.
They're Dan's fans. I think can I put in my two cents?
Right, what do you want?
I think
this is trying to be nice to me.
No, it's not.
Hold on. I'll go from Brooks LOL. I'll tell you the order, okay? Trust me. I know how this works.
Hosting Louis J. Gomez.
Boom. Got it. I agree.
First set coming out.
Craig.
Go.
No, Biscopa. Craig.
Craig
is a special guest.
Stop screaming into the mic, you fucking raspy Puerto Rican.
Craig is a special guest.
Louis.
Sing a song for me.
Craig.
Sometimes
Scopo, Kelly, me, when I list you.
Real high.
Why is everyone trying to
It's such a big world up there. I'd like to give it a try. But then I think, for it's here I'm supposed to stay.
I can't do this.
It's horrible.
I like it, Louis. Don't let him fuck with you. No.
Such a big world up there. Tell me, why does it have to be that way?
All right, we're done. Go ahead. Okay.
So I think it should go Louis hosting.
Yes.
Craig.
Yeah.
Scopo.
Bam.
Kelly.
Fuck.
Me.
Fuck.
List.
No.
You.
No. They're Dan's fans. Joe, you, him.
They're, what the fuck do I got to go at the end?
Yeah, it's your show.
It's your show.
Dan's fans, though.
I think it ascends comedy-wise, me, Joe, Bobby.
No. Oh, why? All right, Joe, what do you think?
I think Dan is trying to be like humble guy.
No, fuck you. I'm being honest.
I think you fucking got those dumb credits, and now you have to answer for them.
Okay.
You gotta close the show.
I love it.
You gotta close the show.
I'm not closing. He's closing the show.
You should go after. You got better credits than him.
Hey, close the show.
Kelly's off.
Kelly's off the show altogether.
You're welcome, everybody.
Talk, Joe. Let me hear you.
I'm talking, baby.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Listen, what?
All right, go
manage the thing. Thank you for having us. Comedy Festival.
Yep.
And this is your second year.
Second year. Hopefully, we do it well enough that we can have a third.
Yeah. All right. Well, good, man. Congratulations. Yeah. Thanks for having us
down. Thanks for coming.
Right? We're gonna keep this going while the show's happening.
Yeah.
So whoever's on stage is just going to leave.
All right,
okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Take him back.
Okay.
All right.
Lou, I think
we got Matt. Sit down next to Chris.
Matt,
move that. Put that stuff in there.
Saddle up, partner.
I know.
What's up?
Guys,
what's up?
I'm having trouble paying attention.
Yeah.
No cans is killing me. What are you doing?
All right, Rock.
Sit down on the couch for a little bit.
I prefer you just.
Knees hurt.
Trying to give a little tip of the cap to Joe List to get shut down.
So
for what?
The
show's still going on. What happened?
Why you think Joe should headline?
Yeah.
You don't want to follow Joe.
I'll follow Joe.
You don't want to follow Joe.
I think Joe's a tough follow.
I'm going to follow him and you. He's finally peaking after fucking 20 years in the business.
You look great,
you're the fucking, everybody just loves you because of your dumb face for some reason.
Here's what I think. We're performing in a fucking barn, and it's going to eat the laughs, and we're all going to bomb our toes off.
Do you know how amazing that would be?
Aircraft carrier.
If every single one of us bombs tonight, it'd make me
Dude,
so
that
happy.
It's going to be
when
high.
You hear that Russian joke 6 minutes in, you know I'm taking a
tough
one.
I was talking to somebody, and they said Dan Soto was here, and it was a really bad gig. I go, how long before he did the Russian? He goes, around 4 minutes in.
That's hilarious.
Right. Vlad,
yeah.
He just
stroke dribble. Bobby.
Oh, baby dribble.
If you wipe
like
it on me,
really
I'm going to fucking punch him in his chest.
Dude,
what the fuck is wrong
with
you?
Don't wipe it on me.
Don't fucking ball your fist up to
Don't
me.
Wipe it on me, bro.
You flinch, faggot.
That looked real.
You flinch,
that looked like you took a load and stuck it in your under your gums and saved it for later.
I coughed. I was.
What is this? Dan's just leaving the
show.
Where
are you going, Dan?
He's so big, he just leaves when he wants.
We're on the show.
You know what? Take his microphone. His microphone's better, Joe. Take Dan's microphone.
Dude, I need a drink.
Take that microphone.
This one?
Yep, take that.
I'm parched.
Oh, you think this good microphone?
What the
hell?
Better. What the fuck?
I didn't even mean to do that.
That's a punchline, you dumb. You don't even know the difference between a tag and a punch.
It's a great microphone over there you got.
You're a great microphone.
So anyways, we're doing the show. It's your birthday. It's, crazy.
It's your birthday.
You know what I did all day?
What did you do, Bob?
I fucking set up the backyard for our big barbecue in a few weeks. We're going to do a steak.
Yes.
chicken, lamb tips,
barbecue
podcast at my house.
I believe that's what happens.
It's fucking happening.
Can I bring my baby?
Yep.
Why don't you ever want my baby to come?
Because your baby is like you, except I can't tell it to go fuck itself because it's a baby.
You don't want him to take the cuteness attention away.
No, first of all, yes, you bring your baby up and you bring your girl up. Of course you can bring him up. Absolutely.
I didn't say anything about bringing B.
Why? She's coming up. Of course she's coming up.
I'm kidding. I love B.
Kelly, you can bring whatever guy you're fucking.
Okay.
At the time.
Yep.
Dan, you can bring your girl.
Yeah.
And Joe, you can bring your girl.
Yeah, she's in the final four.
Caroline's tonight.
A final four. Oh, what is that? Explain what that is. You're telling it.
It's a silly tournament like they have in like the real tournament, but it's for comedy. Dan Soder won it last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Dan Soder won it two years ago.
Mark Norman won it last year.
Mark Norman won it last year.
Who?
Mark Norman.
Mark Norman.
Is that the guy with your podcast?
Yeah, he's got a great podcast. You got to listen to
What's
it.
What's it called?
It's called Tuesdays with Stories.
Tuesdays with Stories.
It's fucking hilarious.
60
million.
60. Was it 6 million now?
75 million.
Yeah, he's got a book deal.
How many million?
Million. I don't know. It doesn't even matter, bro.
That's not what it's about, right?
Like not about
Joe,
that.
Joe List's use of bro is my new favorite thing.
You have headphones?
Thing.
I'll tell you that.
I have headphones because I'm monitoring.
No,
do you want to monitor?
I'd love to monitor. What are you kidding?
You're not getting headphones.
All right.
It's not happening.
What, is this a show? Are we recording this?
Well, yes.
Kelly Fasuka
is the show.
You say this every fucking podcast.
Are we doing
every fucking show?
On the podcast.
By the way, when is this show starting? No. It's like 8:20 already.
Yes, we're starting 8.
Yeah, well, can we get it going?
Yeah.
Lewis, get on
Let's
out
Let's do
there.
It. Let's go. Let's fuck. Are there people here?
Yeah.
Are you guys waiting on us?
Yeah.
Chris?
We're the show.
Oh, yeah. Let's start it. Not Lewis. You go. Lewis is going up first, and he's going to bring everybody up, so we're good to go. Lewis.
Yeah.
Listen, you're up first.
Okay, I'm going.
So fucking get everybody nice.
Are we doing a Q&A after? Don't do that.
I think so, yeah.
What?
This is the show.
It's my birthday.
And we're not changing it.
What are you doing?
I'm saying,
get off your fucking phone.
Part of me believes.
First. What?
What's Craig's last name?
Mahoney.
It's not my job. You're the host.
Okay. Craig, you're first. What's your name? Last name? Craig Mahoney. What do you want me to say about you?
Founded
Jersey Comedy.
You founded it. You're the founder of this. Pump the fuck. This is what you do. I'm going to explain to you. You pump the fuck out of him, and then you pump the fuck out of the laugh button, right? You pump the fuck out of them.
Yeah, okay, nobody's told me this.
I'm telling you now.
But they were shoving me on stage right now.
Fuck both of you.
Now.
You plug the fuck out of the festival. You plug the fuck out of him when you bring him up. You plug the fuck out of Laugh Button.
I'm going to say not Laugh the Syndicate. Spin. Fuck Laugh Spin. Fuck that.
No, the Syndicate too.
Syndicate.
Okay, for putting this all together.
Dude, I need to write that down. I need a pen and I need to write it in my hand.
Well, hi, it's his birthday. It's a lot of shit's happening to him right now.
Take that microphone. This one's better. No, that one stinks. Keep that one.
Okay.
If you take Lewis's microphone, can you talk
Put
like
that
him?
Down. That one's great. That's yours.
I finally realized what it is, Bobby.
What is it?
It's like you run a foster home.
Yeah, I'm Fish.
Yeah.
You know the show Fish?
Yeah, and no, but I don't remember that show.
You don't remember Fish, Joe? You remember it.
I've never even heard of Fish.
Are you kidding me?
The band? With Trey Astash?
John Travolta was on it?
Oh, no. I don't remember that at all.
Oh, my God. I've
seen A Fish Called Wanda. It's
That's
terrific.
A good one.
No,
Kevin Kline?
That's not it. And,
but I would say that Lewis is your favorite foster child.
Yes.
He's the most battered one.
He's the most battered one.
He really said something sad earlier when we were like, when you were like, you're like,
Dad, you don't even know what we have planned for you.
And he goes, I'm not going to suck another dick. That's immediately where he went. That's where he went in his foster kid brain.
No, you know what that means, though, is
he wants to suck another
dick.
Did
you get me a tranny?
Yeah.
Because this is Tranny Central over here.
Really?
Is that because you said...
Look at you two fucking queens. Eh?
It's sad because you said you had something planned for him. And
Kelly, is your mic on? Did you shut your mic off? Talking to Mike.
Hey, Joe. Hey.
I can't think of one duet right now.
Hey, there, Georgia girl.
Oh, don't go breaking my heart.
Oh, don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
I couldn't if I tried.
Yeah, some of these microphones stink. But that one stinks, but it's okay. We're good.
In the park.
There it is.
I think it was the 4th of July.
Welcome, everybody listening. That's in your head now.
So anyways, yeah, we're here. I was barbecuing today. I made 3 hamburgers with cheese.
Can you invite
all meat, no carbs?
Love it, dude. I fucking love it. It's just so
outside.
Dude, I have a shack with tools.
That's scary.
No, it's fucking awesome.
Did you organize it though? It was cluttered last
dude,
time.
It's organized the fuck now. I got a grill with 6 burners.
How many times did you breathe in and go
Dude, the Serenity.
It's fucking the best, dude. Yeah. It's the dogs are out. Dolores came over.
Dolores?
Yeah, a little old Italian Irish lady next door.
Hey, all right. I fit right in with them.
She invited my girlfriend's parents
over.
The house?
What's the time? I say everybody does 10, right? Yeah. What is that? Add that up.
That's 70 minutes.
Well, what is Kelly going to do when she runs out of material at 7?
Well, you know what? Scopo, how much time can you do? Solid. Don't lie to me.
15, solid.
10 minutes. How much can you do?
I can do 10. And if not, I'll kill someone.
Are we lying to each other?
10. We'll all do 10. And we'll get the fuck out of here. What? Who do you love?
I love Joe List.
Do you kiss him?
No, come on. Get out of there. I don't like kissing.
Hey, happy birthday, kid.
Hey, Lewis.
Why'd you see what we got planned for you?
Lewis, you're new.
Get out, get out.
Lewis, we've decided your new birthday is going to be April 17th.
What the fuck do we have? What do we have planned for him?
We have nothing. I'm too busy, okay?
My birthday's Sunday.
Smash his heart.
Dude, this is what his mom did to him every birthday.
Is there a cake?
You guys just told him.
We need dessert. We need dessert. We need dessert.
You guys just told him he's going to be adopted.
Just get him a free beer. Just get him free beers.
Bobby,
and he'll
be
happy.
You just did?
Dude, I am busy.
You're like,
I have a fucking child.
Listen real quick,
I just filmed a pilot.
Yeah, we get it. We saw the leather jacket. We know you were on set recently.
That's my jacket.
It's pretty flashy.
That's my jacket. It's not a flashy.
You basically just told Lewis he was being adopted. You're like, tomorrow your new parents are picking you up. And you're like, is he really adopted?
Lewis
like, no,
wait
he's
by the door all day long tomorrow and fucking no one's going to show up. Listen. Filmed a pilot. What are you, making a documentary about Sully Sullinger?
There's a guy that...
That'll be Joe List. You can see him at a VFW in Massachusetts.
Literally, May 16th. I do a lot of VFWs, and I think it's commendable, to be honest.
I think it is, too.
smells like fucking old furniture.
Yeah.
What
does VFW stand for?
Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Okay, I didn't know that.
You guys would know if you weren't such faggots. America! Fucking USA!
War!
Yeah!
We win wars!
Yeah! Occupying nations!
Occupy brown people!
Oh, Soda, you're such a liberal fag, dude.
Dude, you know what I hate about you?
That was
you,
a trick.
Joe?
That was a trick, man.
Oh, man.
I was just trying to smoke you out.
I'm getting my Biggie pose on right now.
You're a hippie fag, bro.
It's like my man Puffy said. More money, more problems.
Tell him to shut
up. Sound like the Cowardly Lion.
Are you high right now?
Yeah. I got a vape pen.
Let me see.
Look how cool this is.
What about that? I just did the show with them the other night.
Plume?
Yeah.
That's tobacco. This is...
Yeah, but no, they have the fucking pen. They gave me the... No, dude, they gave me the vaporizer.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that shit.
You don't like the big one?
No, I like this one.
Let me see it.
I mean, you shouldn't be doing Sip drugs.
Is a bit weird, Dan.
Is there weed in that?
Yeah.
What are you doing with your junk? Don't ever do that, dude.
I'm sorry.
I don't want you to pump your junk at me.
Pump your junk. Can that be the name of my album?
Pump your junk.
Pump your junk.
I'll ask Kelly, what's the name of a good podcast?
I don't know.
Pump
American
your
rules.
Pump your junk. What did I say?
She wouldn't remember that.
What did I say?
You do look like a DJ that would play a song called Pump Your Junk.
Really?
Let the beat drop, pump your junk.
You ever go to another country and like a
no.
All right, nice talk.
I've been to 9 of them.
That was quick.
We get it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Hemingway traveling the world.
Joe's
right?
Traveled a lot.
Yeah,
he has. Gone to Iraq.
Been to 9 countries.
Yeah.
Where,
bro? Iraq, Kuwait, Turkey, Germany,
USO,
Norway,
USO,
Peru,
USO,
Canada,
USO,
United States,
USO.
I've done two USOs, and then I went to Norway, the Oslo Comedy Festival. I went to Peru for a girl who's moving back to New York,
Mexico?
Which could complicate my relationship.
She's
summer.
Coming back?
Yeah, dude.
Wish
this
really
is recorded.
Yeah, dog.
Let's not talk about this.
Yeah, dog.
Let's not have this on.
I like Joe being possessed by a bro, which
like,
is what's happening.
I've been saying bro and dog a lot.
I think the show starts.
Oh, Lewis is going to eat his
shit. Can
you
go out there and just tell us how it's going the first couple minutes, would you?
Thank God. Can we do this every week? Chris, go check in the hallway how the show's going.
Can I make a prediction? I don't want to put negative energy out there. I think this is going to be one of those shows where we're all like, ouch. And then afterwards, everyone's like this. No, it's good. And you're like, what the fuck did they? It's a fucking plane aircraft carrier out
it's
here.
Huge.
It's like Spinal Tap.
It's going to be brutal. Yeah, exactly.
I say it's going to be hard up front. And then you two are going
to
go
once we get
up
to the real comics, it'll
you
get
guys
decent.
Are going
to
do well. One of you better than the other because one of us fucked the other.
Which one will it be?
But,
Joe.
Shut up.
See what I did right there?
Oh, I see God. What you did.
Kelly, you think you're a black belt.
It is Joe.
Absolutely it is.
Right. Oh, stop it. You're making him act like a clown. And such then, a jerk.
Me?
Then, yeah, you,
what
bro.
If the, what if the guy...
Listen, big dog. Dog.
What if the guy from the festival...
Listen, cuz.
Don't ever snort
what
on my
the
podium.
The kill?
Don't ever snort.
Listen, cuz.
Hey, you two fucking college roommates.
Thank you.
Fucking idiots.
It's my bro.
What if the guy who runs the festival takes a hot one on our show?
He probably will.
Well, that's all right. Cause
100% chance.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
You think he's going to vote?
I think Lewis is going to take a hot one.
He doesn't make me nervous. His school shooter sidekick that's been looming around is the one.
With the guy who handed me the knife?
Not him.
No, that's a different guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No, this guy. Yeah. He looks like he's
fucking Columbine in the corner.
The guy in the doorway right now?
Oh, the blonde kid.
Oh, man, my heart just went in my throat. And he's like 5'2", and it still really scared me. He's got psycho eyes. Shut up, Kelly.
Scobo's out there. He'll be out there for the whole show. And I'll be like, where'd you go? You told me to go check out the show.
Bro.
Are we doing the podcast throughout the show?
Yeah, we're just going to keep doing it.
But, I want to watch the show, though.
Go watch it. You can leave. You can come back.
I don't want to watch Lewis, but...
Yeah, when you want to go watch Kelly, go ahead.
So you're not going to see any of the show?
I'm going to take a poop.
I don't give a fuck about... What am I going to see? What, you do your act that you did on Access TV? I saw it. It was amazing.
I got new
it was
stuff,
brilliant.
Bro.
What do you got, bro?
You got
dude,
the song?
I don't like the new
bro. I love it.
I don't know if
you're
I like
fake,
it.
You're fake,
Doug. I don't like
you
it.
You know what I like, though? I'm going to go all in with Joe.
Oh, God.
I'm going to start calling him
hey,
Dog.
Hey, me a water, Bubba.
Hey, Dog.
What are you doing? You got a big piece, don't you, Joe?
He's got a fat piece.
All right, here we go. Here
it's
we
not,
go.
It's not big, but it's fat.
Chris, what's happening?
Festuca's back.
I'm going to go watch Lewis.
I mean, Scopo.
That's even worse, Bobby. No, it's good. It's actually, they have a good setup going down there. Lewis is doing all right.
Well, is he doing good? With
Yeah. He's messing with the crowd a little bit.
Right.
It's actually a nice setup the way they got it going.
Really?
Yeah. I like it a lot, actually.
Great. Is he getting laughs?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're up. All right, you're going to open the window? There you go. That window doesn't open. That's just... Oh. So he's doing good?
Yeah, he's doing good. Yeah, he can... He'll be all right.
Let me
They seem like I would say a quarter.
Come on
of,
in. Come on in.
A quarter of the crowd's YKW defense.
Who are you?
This is Matthew Kelly.
I'm Kelly. I'm the director of the festival.
You're the director. Come over and sit down. Grab a microphone. Podcast live.
Dancing.
Grab that microphone.
There's some fans there
the
too, Bobby.
Grab the silver. Yeah.
There's some fans. Yeah. About nice. A quarter of the
What's
crowd.
What's your name?
I got Matt Kelly, actually.
Matt Kelly. Okay, yeah. Great. Actually,
you
my
guys
name's
are related.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Matt Kelly, Robert Kelly. You both got
my
same
father's
kid?
Name is Robert Kelly.
Chris.
Holy shit.
Chris, come see. Grab a microphone, Chris.
Oh,
So you started the microphone. I mean, the festival with him.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And why?
He thought Jersey City needed a comedy festival. We were out drinking, and he kept the idea the next morning, even though we came up with it drunk.
So you started. Is it bad? Grab a mic. Move
it looks
over.
Packed though.
Move
it's
over.
Packed.
Grab the silver mic.
Yeah, they're
mic.
Just being quiet.
Oh.
Sit down.
Boy.
Sit down. What's happening?
Let's just say loser. Let's just say loser. Let's just say Lewis jumped right into the visor bit.
He did. He just didn't even fucking. Yo, is this? Let me ask you a question. This is your first time at this venue?
Yes.
So what?
Thank you.
Are you talking
spice.
To him?
Old
so
spice.
What's the deal? Is this going to be bad? Are these shows good? Are they bad?
Well, last night's show went pretty well, but that was at a different spot.
It was at a comedy club.
Well, it's the satellite spot that we opened up.
A little more edgy, a little cooler.
Yeah.
Low ceilings.
Yeah. Low ceilings.
Yeah.
The walls looked terrible.
Yeah, why aren't we there?
Because we thought that this was a bigger, cooler venue.
I feel like a foreman up in this office, just watching the factory workers.
This is Oscar Schindler up here.
This is actually...
this is also the biggest venue.
This is the biggest venue. Did you sell it out?
As we were close this morning, but I don't know for sure. I did not have the opportunity to check
Jesus.
Yet.
I got to go up last.
Mm.
You guys all suck. Why? I was going to host. I'm a much better host.
You could have hosted.
I would have peppied them up. I would have been cordial. I would have got them going.
You should have hosted.
But you fucked me. You're the one who said don't. You said Lewis host.
I merely suggested a lineup.
Pick up another microphone. That one stinks.
I merely suggested
lineup. Give him that one. Let me talk to that one.
Oh, hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Let me see.
Oh,
what's
hey.
Up? What's going on?
Orange. Okay, good.
Keep talking. Okay, I'm talking right
Lewis,
now.
By the way, I was just joking. Lewis was actually doing okay.
I'm good.
One, two, three, four, five,
got
six.
Got you. All right, cool.
Good. It's just
Listen. Am I first or is Craig first?
Craig's first. Then we get to the show.
I didn't know the lineup. We did 14 different lineups. Craig, when we were sitting here talking.
Is this your first time working with these people?
First time officially, yeah.
Chris Ellis.
Yes. Hello.
From the Syndicate.
Yes.
President CEO.
Yes.
Okay. And this is your first time here too, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, fuck it.
I came last year. Saw Dan Soder last year. We had a great time.
Had to go through the school. That was our house. That's a weird venue.
Really?
Yeah. To a school. Yeah. Haunted.
You go all the way to the top floor.
Yeah. Man, he just got a big laugh.
Todd Barry.
I know, he's doing
but that was fun.
Yeah. He's cool. That's good. We're gonna.
No, Lewis was doing great.
This show is gonna rally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The show's going to rally.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You just do what you got to do.
We're 80 seconds in. We're like, we'll figure it out. Right now, we're in the shitter.
How do we do a hell gig with our own podcast? This should be our show. We can't bomb on a show with fans.
That's where it happens.
No, it doesn't.
I think so. I think so, too. Fans is a lot of expectation.
They know your shit.
If they're fans, they've already Googled our... They've already looked up all of our business.
Not that much.
So I got to go.
A little more.
I got to do my
little
business.
Little back a little. Right
here?
Right there.
If my lip touches this thing, I'm going to boil them.
Why?
I don't know.
I think you're right, Joe. I think they come in with loaded expectations.
How would you know? He didn't even let me say my piece.
Because I listen to you, unlike Robert.
I appreciate it. I'm a real jerk face.
Hey, you are a jerk face.
He's talking about you, Bobby.
No, he's talking about your tone.
You know what? You got all that grill smoke in your ears. It's not a thing.
What?
I don't know.
Anyways, so this is your second year, and is it bigger this year?
Yeah.
That didn't sound too good.
Well, I mean, it is in the idea that we're doing.
Give him
own,
that microphone.
We're only
real
doing
quick.
A satellite thing.
Yeah, give him that.
So that it's bigger in our commitment to it, I guess you could say.
Really?
Because we rented our own space. You know, it's kind of on us now.
Right. What do you plan on doing with this? Becoming a mogul?
We just want to do it. Oh, to become a mogul?
Are you trying to? What is the motivation to what do you want to do with this festival?
To have it self sustaining, and if we can make a little bit of money off of it, that
really.
Would be
so you want to make a little cash, and you want to make it big, so that people will come from all over to do it.
Everywhere.
The Fill Jersey City
Comedy Festival. Yes.
You know they can't even do that with people moving here. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand that. It's
and like, you want to make the festival big.
I think you guys should change it to a boat theme.
Oh, because
a lot of boats.
There's a nice houseboat out there. Could have threw a party on it.
Hey, do you have any swag?
We can go. Oh yeah, we have t-shirts. You guys are gonna get your t-shirts. Don't worry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kelly's gonna sell it on eBay.
Let me tell you something. You know, the festival's legit when they got swag. Guaranteed, my t-shirt doesn't fit. Guaranteed.
I'm looking at you and I'm a little nervous.
Oh, it's not fitting.
I don't know how deep the box.
Anytime somebody says swag on a t-shirt, I did the nasty show the first time.
Oh yeah,
it was amazing. Attell, DePaulo, CK, Joseph?
Joseph.
No.
Joseph John.
No.
John.
Joey
Cinnabon.
Joey John.
Big John.
Hippie Longstocking.
Joey Joe.
John Elway.
John Smith.
John. Jimmy. John.
Jim.
No, who's
the... We're not getting any questions.
Billy Bobby Tommy Timmy Tom.
Jimmy Johns.
He's got a show on FX.
Jim
Jeffries.
ECB. Brain fart. ECB. It's an Australian. That's how
they came up. They came up with...
the only good one.
Fucking polo shirts. Black polo shirts with the JFL logo.
What?
That I found out was a fucking company shirt that they had.
John Kennedy.
Okay, and
what?
Mine was a fucking large.
Dude, that's the
polo
most
shirts never fit though. They're
disrespectful.
Thing.
Huh?
It's the most disrespectful thing.
But let me tell you something, man. Yeah, it is.
It is.
It is.
I think Lewis Dodge.
What's happening? I have to go check what's happening.
I better go out there and see what the
hell
is going on.
Is the show happening?
He hasn't said anything in like 3 minutes.
We need somebody out there. Kelly.
He said cunt. The cunt. And then everyone was, that's it.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Bobby, people are walking out.
Hey, you know he's bombing. What is he saying?
He's good. Laughs. I heard laughs.
I heard giggles.
I heard laughs.
Oh, my
Joe,
God.
What's going on?
I just heard something, bro.
What's going on in the factory? But was he using it, bro, like in the way you use it?
How much time is he doing? Didn't we tell him?
Is anyone anyone lighting him?
We need
the way?
To light him. Well, Kelly, you're lighting people.
I've just realized that Lewis's act always sounds like a dispute.
I need you to cover your awful,
your
awful senator's gut. It's just
that cop will be off the streets in no time.
Yeah, you're an. Wait, it's an eight.
You have wait. What, what's with the hair patch? Look at the hair patch right there. Lord. No hair. It's just a hair
you have
patch.
An 8-year senator's gut.
I do.
Yeah. You. What happened? Is he doing all right?
Kelly, how would you describe this?
What?
Yeah, boy, you get in there, deep back.
Look, I think Lewis is really great, but it's the venue. Yeah. The ceiling is so high, the laughter is escaping very quickly.
Yeah, I
That's
know.
What's
when
going
when
on.
When I show up at a club and it's not sold out, it's because there's something going on in town.
You know
the weather is
do
weird.
No, there's a lot
people
of people
don't
there.
Come out on fucking Saturday night because
Kelly's
it's raining.
Kelly's totally the local news reporter that you go to. We're like, we've got Kelly Festuca on the highway. She's
thanks,
like,
Dan.
There's a lot of blood. People are dead. Pick to you, Robert.
Shit's fucked up.
Lewis is here. Is he bombing? The ceilings
no,
are
high. It's just hard to hear the laughter. But
because of
just...
the joke stink?
Well, this is my problem when you open the show with King Kong.
What is that? He opened with his big one, right?
No, he's King Kong. He's a giant ape.
That was your suggestion.
No. Listen,
no, you
I think
suggested
Lewis,
it.
I said Bobby should do it.
You fucking
only because it's there's something
up.
About because he's the host why is she of the fucking show. It's his show.
I don't understand, though. Here's the deal.
Think rat.
Why is she a suck up for agreeing with
me?
Because
it's your show.
It's
you should be calling the show.
Bobby, you're the fucking headliner.
You're the headliner. You're
no,
the
no,
guy.
No. I go the other way around. You're the host of the fucking podcast.
No, you know what Tom Arnold
does? You bring
does?
Your people
no,
on.
He hosts.
Yeah, because he doesn't. He's not good at comedy. You're really good at comedy.
Yeah, but I was going to host, get them all into it.
You were
and then
host?
I was going to host, okay. Get them all in. It's Jewish way of saying
great
it.
Great audience.
Okay? I was going to host, thank you. And I was going to bring everybody into it, and then I was going to get the show going, and then we do a little
hold
Q&A
on, to give us an update on the turf, we've got field we worker Joe List.
Yeah,
how's the grass looking out there?
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on
good?
The inside of the barn?
It's pretty good. I think he may have smoked too much marijuana.
Is he high?
His pacing's a little off. There's a lot of pauses. He's like this TV. It just goes out for a moment and then comes back in. But
I like the analogy.
It seems like it's
still going.
It seems
all right, who's up first? Oh,
Craig.
Craig.
Fucking young Wayne Rader.
Has anybody seen Craig?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
And
Mahoney.
Is stop. Is
Mahoney.
He? Stop. Don't lie. I know you're corporate. I know you're corporate,
what's
Chris.
Corporate
thank God you're looking at him.
Because you own a corporation. Now, is he good?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's gonna do good.
Yeah.
He just gave you a first. Right. He just gave you a first 48. Were you at the crime scene? No. No, man. Were you at the crime scene? No, man. We're gonna put you away for a long time. I was at the crime scene.
No, he'll kill. He's gonna kill.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
He's gonna do great.
Why are you shaking?
Why are you shaking your head, Joe?
Why are you shaking
your head,
Joe?
I got the tick, man. I'm nervous. I got anxiety. You know that.
This is fucked up, man.
I like that.
I would have done a different order.
What would your order be?
I would have had you host.
Yeah, I should have hosted.
I would have been that really great. Then
because
I would have
got people into it. I'm more likable than Lewis.
For sure.
All right, start.
Couldn't
over.
Even get the
let's
words
have
out of
everyone
that
walk
one.
Out.
I would have had you
everyone
go.
Yes.
Then I would have had like a maybe Scopo, I guess. I wanted to put.
I wanted. I wanted him to go first because he'd get him into it. He just brought up Craig. Craig. Yeah. I wanted him in.
I'm going to do some field reporting.
Okay.
I think you'd be better
at
field
had,
report.
I would have had Kelly come out. Then me.
Yeah.
Then
Craig.
Then Lewis.
Oh.
Then Lewis. Then Craig. Then him. Oh, no. Then him. Then Craig.
Because
I always like to put the links, like a strong link, a weak link, a strong link, a weak link.
Build a chain.
It's like doing a batting lineup.
Yeah.
Similar.
And
I go all up, baby.
So if you're up before me and then me,
full throttle.
Let's put Craig up in between us because if you're doing good, he can ride that wave, and if he doesn't, I'll pick it up at the end.
Sounds to me like you're just talking about the past because it's locked and loaded.
I just got deja vu.
I haven't
really?
Seen,
yeah. Am I this good looking in your deja vu?
You aren't in it. Damn,
I haven't
you're
seen
a
Craig
woman.
In a long time either. He could be a
all right,
fucking murderer
go do
now.
Some
field report.
Field reporting.
I know what
Joe's
doing.
List. Joe List. What's he doing?
Going to watch.
In your deja vu, did you realize you spit on the wall over there?
Yeah. I spit on that wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was after the spit.
But
oh,
it
wait,
was,
hold on.
It was a spit take. So it's totally legit. I didn't just spit on the wall like a fucking creep.
Lewis just gave a real ass intro.
What was it?
He's like,
I thought that was Craig the whole time, by the way, in the last 5 minutes.
I thought he was getting applause. What was he doing with the applause? Oh, he was saying give it up to things.
Yeah.
That's why he was getting
he was
applause breaks. That's the worst.
He's like, oh, here's the last
if one. I was hosting and I was bombing up front, believe me, I would have fucking skipped right into the show, brought people right up.
I
oh shit,
have a feeling like I'm going to take a hot one.
Huh? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going to take a hot one. You're going to do good. Way. The show's going to build, dude. You can't listen on a show like this. It's not. There's no industry here. It's not going to do anything for your career.
Oh, I know, but I'm
just have fun
with my friends.
Who?
That's more nerve-wracking.
Who's your friends?
Joe List, you.
Oh. I don't want to take. I don't want to bomb at all. I'd be really
Lewis.
If you bomb, it would make me so happy. If Kelly kills and Scopo bombs, there would be nothing happier in my life.
There's
right
part
now
of me that really wants Kelly to kill, or at least have do better than Lewis.
What if Scopo has to go up after Kelly and he takes a hot one? Do you know how funny that would be?
I don't know if you live that down.
I would never live that down.
No, he'd and have. We'd have.
Dude,
to
I'd mentally, it wouldn't be good in my head.
There he is. Lewis is back in the room.
What'd right you think, Lou?
He needs the mic.
Give him the great. Give him the other mic. The good mic.
You're
no, the other
one
mic. The other mic.
No, that's the good one.
Golden microphone.
I got the golden
with a
microphone.
Fresh drink. He's looking sharp. Sorry. It's his birthday.
Let me see. Talking to the other microphone.
Yeah, I think it's the other one.
I got the silver microphone.
What, how was it?
It was good. I mean, it's like, I think the high ceiling.
Grab that microphone.
Yeah. I got the silver microphone. Yeah, right there. Hey, motherfucker.
There
hey,
go
motherfucker.
Fucking, we need new microphones. Motherfucker.
Can I have one of yours?
No, you can't have any of these unless I get new ones.
If you get new ones.
If I get new ones.
I'll send you two tomorrow.
What, silver ones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
So, yeah, they were good. I think this guy, Craig Mahoney, is going to suck it up.
Well, how do you?
He's the owner. I'm kidding.
He's
I'm kidding.
The fucking, Jesus.
I'm joking,
the beat writer's bashing on
he's
the talent.
He's funny,
how did
dude
you do, though? We weren't hearing too many laughs.
No, they weren't great. We heard a lot of clap it up, clap, yeah, it, up, clap it up, clap it up.
And then we heard you go right into a bit. No, you like.
I didn't do any crowd work up top because they're all from here. They're not like, I'm not going to like. Well,
what
I
does that mean?
I intersperse crowd work with jokes. I'm a professional host. I'm you're really
too
good at hosting.
You got
dude
too high.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you we there was. We were,
I've literally been. We I've never been less high.
We had field reporters.
Fucking Fat Stuka.
No,
this rat
no
bitch. You
no
know the only field rat no in the group is no Fat Stuka.
Joe List was coming back too. He's out there right now. Field reporter.
By the way, we were all terrified that Fat Stuka was going to rat us out because we smoked weed for no reason.
Did you smoke weed in the place?
Yeah, in the studio.
You smoked weed in the studio.
It was Dan's idea.
You didn't smoke weed in the studio.
No, we would never smoke weed in the studio.
Because you know what you'd find on Monday? A new law.
What let me tell you something about
this
Lewis.
This fucking stupid, fucking woo dumb, oh, fucking idiot.
Blah, 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 blah.
He really is.
He's a goddamn abomination.
He really is.
You know what he is?
What?
He lives his life like he works in a carnival. And he's going to go to a different town the next day and smoke meth and set up the Ferris wheel.
He's what's his
I'm just
name
trying to work my way up to the whoa guest here. Wait,
Dan, what was that movie with the motorcycle guy? And he's a carnival guy. He rides his motorcycle.
Oh, you're talking about A Place Beyond the Pines?
Yeah, it was better if I knew
Scopo,
the name of the movie.
You can't reference stuff if you don't know the reference.
Yeah,
you
it would have been better
Dan,
if I fucking
what's this thing?
Yeah, that's what you do in your head as a comic, stupid. Yeah.
I couldn't get the fucking name.
Yeah,
thanks
for tossing out.
The problem all is he doesn't right have a right funny Dan Soda in his head. He's just got a shitty Chris Scopo in his head.
No, he's like,
dumb bro. He's bro, sure put on some music and dance.
What's that movie with Sean Penn? And he was a stoner.
Mystic River.
Fast Times.
Fast Times.
What was his name in that?
That's like who he
that's
is.
That's who you were, yeah.
You know who you are? You're like that guy. Did you guys ever see
Spicoli? Yes, thank you. That's who you are.
Oh, oh,
Spicoli.
Oh. Lewis is Spicoli. Shit. Lewis is Spicoli. Lewis is Spicoli. By the way, I was on another podcast.
Lewis is a spick.
Called, no shit.
Called Whiskey and Cigarettes.
Yeah, out in Denver.
Yeah.
Great guys.
And I compared us to Death Row Records.
Whiskey and Cigarettes.
And you were Suge Knight. Joe List was Tupac.
Right.
I'm Snoop Dogg and you're Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I like that.
Why is he? I should be Dr. Dre.
You're Suge.
You're Suge.
He's
you,
done. He's
you're
over.
You're too no fat Suge and you're Knight older.
Ran, hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
All right.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You know what, dude?
It's my birthday.
Hazel Pizzle.
Hazel Pizzle's food whistles.
It's my birthday.
It's my
it's
birthday.
It's going good.
Is it?
It's going good. People are laughing.
How is Craig doing, dude?
He's doing all right.
You're lying. I'm listening to a laughless.
You're trying to get booked on next year's festival.
A cigarette.
I had to because that's my thing, man. I have an addiction and I hate myself. Huh?
I didn't say a Snickers bar.
Did she really just go intervention on you?
Yeah.
You're like, wait, you fucking smoke a cigarette? It's such a throwaway question. She's like,
well, Bobby, when I was young, I knew I liked things. They were bad for me. So I started smoking, and I knew I couldn't quit. It clawed at me. Bobby, it grabbed at me like a koala on a tree. I couldn't rip it off, Bobby. It's dragging me down into the darkness. Oh, Bobby, I'm so sad. Don't be mad at me, Bobby.
Fucking.
Who am I, Tiny
Goddamn Festuca and her fucking Broadway attitude. She always talks like a Broadway character.
You're not going to be mad at me, are you, Bobby? We're going to get out of here. We're going to go to the Bright Lights.
Spit it out.
On the
wall. Kelly's talking like she's always about to go into a song. She's like,
"Oh, it used to be different around here." Oh,
okay. I'm gonna go field report.
Let me go field report. I'm next anyway, so let me go field report.
Yeah, but none of you guys are gonna be honest. God, you're trying to be a real ass friend. You'll be honest.
All right, go field report.
Dan Soder's bigger than the Jersey City Comedy Festival.
Dan Soder's bigger than a comedy festival. But this Saturday, Dan Soder is gonna be bigger than comedy on state, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you there this weekend?
I've been waiting,
brother. How long have you ever been there before?
No.
Dude, this club.
They're in the final four, though.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're going to have a fucking blast.
I'm excited.
Comedy on State was one of my things. You can walk. The hotel's awesome. You can walk right to the gig.
Awesome.
There's a million places to fucking eat.
A lot of bars. Great bars. Hot chicks.
And the family that owns it is fucking phenomenal.
Okay.
And the two girls are the two daughters.
That's Joe. Listen. Yeah, I'm bringing my Xbox.
Dude,
why? Don't bring your Xbox. You should rent a bike. Madison's a fucking one of the top five cities, top ten
don't
cities.
Don't bring your Xbox, but don't be a queer and rent a bike. But
it's awesome. The campus is
awesome.
It'll be electric.
What's the problem with gay people?
I love gay people. Yeah, that's not queer.
What do you mean? I don't know what that means though.
Some lone dude on a bike by himself. That type of queer.
Queer is like kind of a negative thing against like gays.
By the way, we found out Lewis yesterday on the podcast. We found out Lewis is a hardliner.
Queer is not against gays. Queer is queer.
Like, Lewis, shouldn't you get ready to get this?
By the way, Craig Mahoney's been on stage for 84
minutes.
Lewis is up here,
but it feels like 184.
Light him now.
Wait, who's lighting? You're lighting or she's lighting?
No, you light. You're light.
All right, cool. 2 minutes. I'll be down. All right, cool, man.
All right.
He's doing great, by the way.
Yeah, he's doing great. He's doing better than you.
I told you. You didn't believe me.
He's killing it.
So dude. He's fine.
I didn't say he's not doing better than me.
That's good. He is doing better than you.
He's probably doing better than me.
What's that?
All right, Matt Kelly said he's
How's he
get
doing?
The microphone to him. Hold on. You're gone.
How's he doing? Is he doing good? He's not doing good. He's doing bad.
Doing better than you, we said. You suck, too. You just suck worse.
I hope you break your knee again on the way to the stage.
What? You know what, dude? On your birthday?
It's my birthday.
You know what? Fuck
I
you.
I get to say whatever I want.
Lewis needs a sash.
It was his biggest laugh was when he's writing from the notepad.
Oh, that was good. That was so good.
Go sit there, Scopa.
Oh, dude, you got right on that thigh meat. I heard that slap.
I want Lewis to fall down the stairs so bad.
Like I heard dying, a fat tumble.
That would make me laugh.
Have fun, Chris.
This is just, what are you, what's wrong?
Her face, she's like,
have fun, Chris.
She was right in my face. I was like, yeah.
Those are regular faces just because you're stoned.
I'm not stoned, dude. I'm high.
That's the same thing. Excited to be part of the festival?
I am. I'm excited you guys are here.
Well, your friends.
Absolutely. Always invite your friends.
And your offices are right down the street.
Yeah, we're like a mile away.
I'm starving.
Me too.
Yeah.
Is there any food?
You guys should kiss.
Food, but it's pricey.
You had to pay for it?
I don't know. Maybe not. If not, it's fucking affordable.
We need to talk to the guy who's on stage.
Okay.
Craig.
He's doing real well.
Craig Mahoney.
I kind of like Mahoney, like Police Academy Mahoney, right?
I like Mahoney too.
Yeah.
Mahoney's
a good name.
Like it's a little bit better of a nickname, right?
Can I be the white Michael Winslow?
Yes, first of all, you are.
Dude, that would be, that's dope.
Helicopter.
That's going to be my rap. That's going to be my new rap moniker, White Michael Winslow. Yeah, the Jetson noise, love it.
I love it. That's the car
for my A game,
right?
Yeah.
It's great.
You got any more? I'm going to pull up to the house, right?
I do a good James Brown.
James Brown.
Hey! That wasn't that good. Give me another one.
Do it wrong.
Hey!
One more.
Hey!
There you go, closer.
It's going to be louder.
Hey!
James Brown just got in the space car.
He's in the future.
Did you see that movie that's coming out about him? Looks awesome.
Oh, James Brown?
Yeah.
Wow. What's it called?
It's called Get On Up.
Is it a documentary?
It's a movie like they did about Ray.
Who's playing him?
The guy that played Jackie Robinson in 42.
Really?
Yeah.
He's playing two people in
reality?
Yeah, but
he talks in the preview. He talks like illegal. James Brown.
I don't like that, though.
I don't like it either.
You know what I mean? You should only get to do one
famous black guy.
It's too bad Philip Seymour Hoffman died. He would have knocked it out of the park. So they can do great things with makeup.
All right, we got to switch.
Like a Tropic Thunder?
I hear Craig's off.
I want to watch Scopo.
Scopo's
you don't get to field report
right
everybody.
Now. Raise your hands.
Who
is Scopo going to bomb? Raise your hands.
No, I don't think. I think Scopo will do it.
I don't think he's going to bomb.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
You don't think so?
No.
We got two people. We got three people that said he's not going to bomb.
Yeah. He's going to eat his fucking asshole with a spoon.
That's a big asshole to eat.
Is his asshole big?
So yeah, probably.
I think he's going
to big old beefy butthole.
I think he's going to rush his fat ass joke. I think he's going to get nervous with
that's his Russian.
And then he's going to go.
That's my Russian joke, Dan.
Oh, God, your stupid saggy tits joke.
It's awfully quiet out there.
Here we go.
It's awfully quiet.
Hey, guys.
Sounds like he's approach shot.
Oh, boy. I'm going out.
I'm going to
always get the field report.
What?
Hey, dude. See what happens with Joe?
You can't just leave me with fucking Scopo. Fuck you, Joe.
That's Joe.
That Joe.
That's Joe for you right there.
Oh,
here comes that sound.
What is that?
Some antique.
Yeah.
Leave Father Road here. Joe, I feel his sad face when I was
I know.
Screaming at him.
Dude, I looked forward and tried to act like a statue.
Why?
Because when I didn't grow up with a male authority figure, so when one yells. I shell up immediately.
You were like,
I'm like, that's the dad in the room. Don't look. Dad in the room is mad.
It was pretty intense.
Here's the part that got him, though.
He
said something like that at the end. I go, I don't give a fuck what you think. Is when he went, oh, shit. He doesn't care at all. And then his little eyes went forward. And his little nose went down.
He's doing his ass joke, by the way.
Oh, it makes me happy. By the way, how funny was that?
It was good.
By the way, I got you today.
There's
too.
A gleam.
You had me going.
There's something.
I was a little
about,
nervous about that.
There's something about being from Boston that I always see. You guys get this gleam in your eye that no other people from no other cities get.
That's scary.
Where I was like, this is some real shit. Like I watched the look come out. Where he's like, "Oh fuck you with your fucking dumb coat. You have a fucking no. She's being a fucking dummy." And then it's like he goes, "Yeah," and he's like, "Yeah, you are you being fucking." And then it's like this like look where he's like, "You being fucking serious?" And I was like, "Guys, no, no. Daddies don't punch each other."
How was it, Craig?
Huh? Lewis.
Pull up the mic.
Lewis, how was it?
I was just asking if anyone needed anything.
No, Craig did great. Craig's eating a dick right now. I mean, Scopo.
Is
yeah.
he?
No, I'm kidding.
He's
a good crowd.
All right, Lewis, hold it down. I got a field report.
Hold it down. All right, everyone.
No, I got to ask a question. Let me ask a question.
All right, ask a question, go. Okay.
A few of us have been wondering about the food situation because we're having a dinner and we're hungry.
Yeah, I ordered.
Do you think they'll give us some shit?
Yeah, I mean, if whatever happens.
Well, I'm working
or
that
half
out
price.
With them.
All right, let us know.
Do we have to do this on mic?
Yeah. Let me know if
Kelly's mind always...
We are in a restaurant. They will definitely... but make sure you order now because the kitchen closes.
I ordered a lobster bisque an hour and a half ago. I'm not even lying about this.
I need to order like something because I ain't
still fishing
for it.
Joe List had a pizza.
Yeah, I
want to
order something.
They fucking made Joe List...
I'll make sure you get food. I will make sure everyone gets fed.
They made Joe List a fucking pizza.
Do you pay for your drinks?
In the amount... In the amount of time, I could have gotten 15 fucking soups. Okay? 15 soups.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blaming Craig here, man.
This is true.
Craig, this is all on
you. I did not know. If you had told me about the bisque, you would have enjoyed a bisque by now. I was unaware of it.
Can you make my bisque happen
at one
point?
I will make sure you get a bisque.
God damn it, dude. Physical, you're really going to fucking go over your 9-minute set?
Yeah.
Is that my bisque?
Yeah, because I give a shit.
I'll make sure you get your bisque.
All right.
Yeah, that's right, bro.
All right, so the syndicate. What's your name again, dude?
Chris.
Chris from the syndicate's here. I'm sorry, we've only met one other time.
We've met one other time.
Yeah, that's it.
I've been in the podcast a couple of times.
Can I just say
that? We fucking missed. Dan, so Dan, get over here, dude. I'm holding it down.
How is Phil reporting?
I hate Festuca.
Take the microphone. I'm going to get Lewis's bisque.
Oh, can you give me a Coke?
Sure.
Thanks, dude.
Can you give me some Coke?
Jesus.
Here's why.
On record.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever.
It's a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
If Lewis was in a band and they had a hit,
yeah,
Lewis would have become the biggest dickhead.
Did you ever watch
that was
Celebrity
a good
Rehab
one.
With Dr. Drew?
No, I don't.
You're the drummer from.
From what?
from that band.
Say the fucking joke.
You're like
or
all the drummer that always dies too early because he got too coked up and drowned in the pool.
Steven Adler?
Yeah.
He's not dead. Is he dead?
Adler. Well, he's, he should be.
Let me explain something.
How's Chris doing?
Lewis?
Let me explain something.
If you're better. Looking over there for funny, you ain't going to find it.
You guys
look over here for funny. You're gonna get a certain brand. Some call it Guy Code.
But by the way, I actually like I like Guy Court Dan more than Guy Code.
You know that's my running joke with my girlfriend, right?
You better hurry.
Whenever we hear
a
horn honk,
my girlfriend goes, "Guy Code."
That's Dan Soder from MTV2's Guy Court.
Oh, dude, I love it.
Bobby, how's Chris doing?
My girlfriend's pretty funny.
Great.
Bob, how's Chris Scopo doing, bro? Doing really good. Look at me in the fucking face, bro.
Everything's good.
Bobby, with your
Hold on, can I say something? Bobby, this is how I know you're lying, okay?
Listen. He's killing Bobby.
Oh, shut up, though. Let me say
Bobby,
something.
With your sleeves rolled up.
Let me tell you why I know
you're
lying.
You look like a successful
shut
chef.
Shut up, Toto. Listen, this is why I know you're lying. Bob. Because I watched him do the butt joke. You were in the room on the podcast when the butt joke happened. So I know you're lying because I watched the butt joke.
I watched the end of the butt joke.
Anyway.
What's up, dude? Just two dudes alone in a room.
We should just do a podcast.
Dude, I'd love to do. We should try to do one next week, just me, you, and List.
That'd be a fucking blast, dude.
Like the fans that just heard that all got boners.
They really did.
Because Bobby's going to be out of town.
We'll just talk shit. We'll tell some stories.
I already got an episode title.
What is it?
It's called Cut the Dead Weight. Yeah, real ass dude.
Fucking whole milk. Whole grade A organic milk.
I know Fasuka's going to listen to this.
Fasuka's going to go. Here's what happens, dude. I say, oh, so sorry, dude. I say the skim milk shit joking around. Yeah. So Fasuka goes back to, oh, fuck me, dude. I don't know what, are we still on?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, my headphones just came out. Where's my headphones at, man? Why are my headphones out? Keep on talking.
I just like watching you freak out because you know if you broke it, Bobby's going to kill you.
Bobby's
going to be so mad.
Bobby's going to kill me.
Is it not working?
I don't know. It only one of the ears came in, man. I don't know why.
Oh, dude, thanks, dude.
What? He's lightning in 2 minutes. Where's my bisque?
Thanks, Craig. Dude,
Dude, one of the ears went out. Bobby, I don't know what happened. One of the ears went out. Don't kill me.
Bobby.
Nothing. Nothing. Just one of the ears went out. I don't know why. I don't know why. It was plugged in. I don't know. I was sitting here. The headphones went out altogether. And now I pulled it out a little bit. And one of the ears are on now. But when you put now, none of the ears are on. There's no ears. I didn't do anything. We were just sitting here talking. I bet the idea for the podcast next week.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
It's here, stupid.
What do you mean?
It's a plug here. It's just unplugged.
Oh, okay.
You're just
Can I just tell you how much fun I had watching Lewis come completely unraveled and loses? So next week when you're gone,
yes.
We want to do a podcast of just me, yes. Lewis.
I want to plug something really
Joe
quick.
List, me, and Lewis.
Okay, Joe List. You three.
Yeah.
No one else.
Nobody else.
Who's going to do that?
Lewis is going to record it.
Okay.
Can we do it?
A YKWD show?
Yeah. We call it cutting the fat.
But I'm the fat.
No, you're not. You're the leader.
But
you're
the what
leader
the fuck
gang.
Is that?
You're Suge Knight.
Call me Suge Knight again. I'm fucking
Suge Knight.
I'm Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
Okay.
I'm Dre.
Okay.
I'm not Suge Knight. Suge Knight never fucking produced anything.
All right.
He muscled people and stole shit.
So he's Lewis.
Yes.
Lewis is Suge
yes.
Knight.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I didn't see that.
I'm a hard worker.
Can I still be Snoop?
Yeah, you can be Snoop, but I'm Dr.
Dre.
I'm Dre. I've been in the
List
game for a while.
Pac, spitting
That's
the truth.
Fine. I hope Kelly's Eazy-E and dies of AIDS. No, I'm kidding.
No, that was good.
Listen.
Go with it.
Listen, here's the deal. Aid. I will let you guys do that
give
next week.
Your power.
But it might be a Thursday show.
That's fine.
All right? Because you guys get high, first of all, and you get off fucking kilter.
And we drop hits.
You forget that you guys suck without a rudder. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I can be a good rudder. I was a good rudder yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I was like Allen Iverson playing point guard. I
got to tell him I'd stop by tomorrow. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah, so there you go. And they got the new show coming out. I want to plug that. It's on Comedy Central.
It's going to be awesome.
Do you know what day it's on? Can you Google that?
Which one?
Dave Attell's new show
that's
coming.
From the
Schumer show's coming out tonight.
That's tonight, April 1st.
Which is, that's Tuesday nights at 10:30.
Saw a clip of you on there. You guys were hanging out doing like a panel at a bar.
Yeah, I don't think I came off good, dude. It was a weird thing. She's great for putting me on, but I was... It was a weird thing. I don't know where my head was in a weird space.
I think it'd be fine.
I get uncomfortable with all those Comedy Central people because they all the people in the background. When you usually go to a set, people are really nice and they make you feel comfortable. So it takes sometimes Comedy Central things. They just not that it might be in my own head, but they treat you like they don't talk to you or say hi or you know. It's like it feels like you're.
I get it.
If I'm like fucked up.
I think you've been on way more many sets than I have, so I don't really know.
I don't know. It was weird. That day was weird, but it was fun.
A tell show's called From the Underground or
it was
something on something underground.
It was fun though. It was very fun.
Yeah,
very fun show, and her show's hilarious.
She's got
Giamatti on it this year.
Yeah.
Artie Lang.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
she got a lot of great guests.
Dan Soder.
Dan Soder. Here's what she does though. This is what she puts everybody on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
She's fucking great.
She's great.
Really, and she's hilarious.
Yeah.
She really is.
I watched her kill
and
on
the show. I'm not even telling. I heard her kill on fucking Stern tonight.
Oh yeah, I didn't know she went on Stern.
She killed it. She's very.
She was
funny.
Like murdering on Ellen to the point where you're like, Jesus.
Yeah, she's like, great, man.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
turning
great.
That corner. She's fucking.
But she's a hard worker, man. I remember when I was in Vegas, I was doing whatever show, and she was doing her show down at the Riv, and then she had to do some roast thing. And she was getting together during the day with other comics that were in the town that day.
Yeah.
You know, and getting at a diner to write. It's like, who the fuck? We never do that shit. We just hang out.
Yeah.
We do podcasts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But whatever.
But it's like, I was talking to Vecchione about this. It's always like, sometimes people shit on you. Like, why'd they get that? Why'd they get that? It's like, because they made something.
Yeah.
They went out and fucking made something.
Yeah.
And then, are you drinking the whole bottle of water? You have a good set and this is what you do? Scopo has a good set, and he's drinking a whole.
Stay focused, Dan. You're high.
You're not high anymore.
What were you saying?
Plus, it's the vape pen. It doesn't really
just go.
But I'm saying people shit on when they're like, "Oh, why did they get that?" Schumer went out and made.
She worked hard.
Yeah. Like she made a show.
Yeah, man. And Natal too. This show that's coming. Did you get the info?
I can't find it. Comedy Central's doing a shitty job. I googled.
Are you
Dave
kidding
Attell,
me?
Underground Comedy Central. And
Dave Attell, Comedy Central. Do that.
I did, but he's
just
done so much.
Do it, Craig.
He's done so much.
Craig,
shit
just do
Central.
It. Do 2014.
All right.
Put that by the end of it. I'll teach you how to Google.
But
as Festuca is on right now.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Okay, we need a field reporting.
I'll go.
No,
Chris,
I need you.
Okay. You know what? Joe List needs to come back in.
Here's the deal.
He's done too much field reporting.
I will let you do that show, but make sure you plug Dave's show and Amy's show.
Oh, absolutely.
In the
on
middle
Thursday?
Of it. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Dave Attell's new shows. You know when Dave's show's coming out? Which I was on too, by the way.
Series Comedy Underground and Once Hour Special.
Yes. Series Underground.
Hits television sets on Saturday night, April 12th.
Saturday night, 9 a.m.?
1 a.m.
1 a.m.? Fuck. It's uncensored. Uncensored comedy.
Yeah.
Okay? They shot at the Village Underground. Dave Attell. I was on with Louis Katz. Awesome. So they did a bunch of shows. A bunch of people. Big J was on it.
Yeah.
Kurt was on
Vecchione
it.
Vecchione murdered.
Vecchione murdered.
He actually murdered a person.
Yeah, he's got a lot of
I did mediocre problems. On it, which is going to fucking suck.
Nah.
I did mediocre, dude. Don't tell me. I didn't see
the set.
I did. It came out of my mouth.
What was it?
I didn't want to give him any new shit. I gave him an old set from my CD that I never did on TV that was dirty. And I didn't do it in so long, but I did it now. It was just, it was weird. And you know what? It's such a weird, those fucking, I don't know, dude. It was just weird. I get in my head about that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get in my head about that.
I don't think people realize that TV sets are so insanely different.
Yeah.
From other sets with the feeling.
Well, the crowd, though. The crowd is fucking
different. Unless it's a special.
Access Live, I thought was a fun.
Unbelievable.
Fun. There's something about that show where they have them pumped up, ready to go, and they were great.
They were awesome.
Yeah, but Dave's show's going to be fucking hilarious because everybody did great. Let me put it that way. Everybody pretty much knocked it out of the park. I mean, I'm personally didn't fucking like my set that much, but whatever. I thought the show idea concept, you know, just be able to do whatever you want. We can swear, dirty, didn't matter. Finally, Comedy Central stepped into that fucking arena.
Yeah.
Finally. And David Tell is the perfect guy to do that. And the show is going to be great.
And they filmed for a whole week here in New York, and I would pop in to watch.
Yeah.
And I think what the show really does is it shows how fucking brilliant David Tell is.
Yeah.
Because he was interacting with celebrities, interacting with other comedians. Yeah. It was so funny.
I think he's a hack.
So, anyways.
We get it. He's being...
We're taking the other side.
No.
Oh my God, I got a field report. You stay here with the animal.
All right.
Babysit the dog.
The animal.
It's just me and Lewis now?
No, yeah,
why not, dude? You always want to do a one-on-one where we talk about real shit, and then give me shit,
I don't
dude.
Want anymore. I don't want to do that anymore.
Why?
Because I don't want to do a one-on-one. I have no interest in one-on-ones with you anymore.
We did a good one in the hotel.
Yeah.
That you never put out?
I'll never put it out.
Why?
Because you kept being an idiot in the middle of it.
No, it was good.
Absolutely. I kept yelling at you. I don't want to put shit out with me yelling at you. Because you're bucking the system. You get something in your teeth. You get food, yeah, up on the top. Do you have fun doing the show? How's she doing? How's it going? Chris, how's she doing?
She's doing just fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hold on, listen, silence.
Open the door. Dan, Scopo, get in here. Field report. I need a field report. Sit down. What's happening with her?
She's doing well.
Well? I've never heard you use the word well.
Wow, she is nailing her monologue.
It's a comedy show, not an acting night.
What? It's not a workshop.
No, it's not a workshop.
Okay. It's the ceiling, Bobby.
She's doing good.
What the fuck is going on? Use this mic. Use that one.
The laughter's going, but it's dying quick.
I remember it. Stead lift.
Shit.
As long as she doesn't do that shit joke that she has, I think it's going to be good.
What's the shit joke?
It's not even good.
Spill the beef. I like this. This is a Pac and Biggie of open micers.
Have you been sitting on your hands every summer since you were a kid? Why are they so pale?
I don't know. I got fucking...
I was like, what are you, the fat? I was like, why?
No, they're just fucking
check
pale.
Check out Hollywood over here, everybody. Yeah,
I know.
Trying to promote the fucking podcast.
Hey, man. Jackals? We're fucking jackals? Jesus Christ.
I'm going to Joe listen to his dad temper. I've been waiting for a lobster bisque for...
I know.
Oh, yeah, I ordered that lobster bisque a while
ago. I want to cry.
I love that his mood swing because of his hunger pains.
Yeah, he's like a... he really is.
What?
P-A-N-G?
Hunger pang.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I fasted for 24 hours.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a hunger pang.
I just felt bad that I said pain. What does pang mean? How do you know it's pang? I think that's bullshit.
I fasted for 24 hours and I looked it up, everything, and said, you're going to get hunger pang.
Pain.
And then I didn't look up.
Pang.
P-A-N-G.
Pang. Well, look it up right now. You just Instagram it. Look it up. Anyways,
what are you going to do to him?
Follow me on Instagram.
Pang. My prediction?
What's your name? Pang. Pang.
You don't know hunger pang. I'm going to bring you hunger pang. I'm going to get you, Balboa. My prediction, pang.
Hey, woman.
Hey, lady.
I'm so hungry right now. I thought we were going to show up. There's going to be snacks.
Oh, dude, there's going to be
like, I like soda water. There's no soda water.
How good is
you
it?
You know, I have a soda water in my fridge.
I know. I'm excited to come over. Iced tea. That's my new thing.
This is how far I'm out of the business. I was like, oh my God, they have a green room. Nice.
Beep, 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 beep. Cutting to Joe with a field report of hunger
pain. Pains in the abdominal region which occur in the early stages of hunger or fasting are correlated with contractions. Pangs. Hunger contractions start to occur in the stomach. I didn't click on an article, but yeah, you get it.
What, we get nothing. Why is it named Pang?
I don't know. I'll Google that too.
Google
right,
that.
Be back. Go back to Scopo's nonsense.
I want to go get high.
What's up, buddy?
Dude, if you don't bring me a lobster bisque, I'm going to kill myself.
Can I get some food too, actually?
No, they're bringing snacks, right?
No, dude.
They're going to bring
my
snacks.
My bisque was ordered an hour and a half ago, and I'm fucking, I'm a little hungry now.
On the bone.
You came, we got here like 6:30, you ordered it.
Dude, I ordered it so long ago, it's crazy.
Shut up, we're getting your bisque.
Good luck, Joe, we love you.
Joe,
no,
I'll see you later, Joe. Have fun, buddy.
I want
Joe's
my challenge.
Murder this crowd
goddamn
right now.
Goddamn hammer.
Yeah.
Joe's going to murder.
Yeah, following all this horse should be easy.
Yeah. Yep. Along with your torso.
Yeah, wear your hat like you're Louis running a set.
You need some hair gel.
Hey, when are you hosting SNL list?
Why is your mic not working?
Because I switch it up. Double dick in the face.
Oh. She's getting off already.
Yeah, well, they're not getting off.
She did good, right? Did she?
She's doing fine.
How'd she do?
She did fine. She did fucking good. She did good. How did I do? I couldn't tell how I did.
You did good. We thought you were bombing because you went into the fat joke right away, the fat ass joke.
That's what I usually open with.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I should save it.
How about this? How about if I'm the only one that takes a hot one?
Oh, man, dude.
I almost took a hot one the other night.
it was the guy who threw you off right in the beginning. That's all. The but guy you recovered fast.
We do the show for Plume,
right?
And
Wednesday at Gotham.
So I'm fucking exhausted. I've been waking up at 4, going all day, going home, sleeping a few hours, waking up doing the same thing over and over, which I'm not used to. Plus, you know, having a house, having a kid, it's just a weird fucking whole new life that you can never go back to. That I'm just, you just go, right?
Yeah.
I'm literally 9:30. I went to bed last night.
Nonstop.
It's fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and do the show after shooting all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhausted. I got to follow Big J. Yep. Who else?
Pete Davidson. Jesse Joyce.
Killers. It's just all killers, right? And is that Bisc? Yeah, he doesn't want it.
Stop.
No, I'm kidding. Can you please hide it behind the door, though? Just push it way over in the corner so he doesn't see it.
Behind the picture.
Right there.
We're trying
That's
to make
great.
Sure that he Thank thinks Thank you so never much. Got brought.
Do you realize the animal that would come out if that, like...
Can I get a soda water with a lime?
Yeah, sure.
Thank
can
you.
Sorry.
And anyways.
Gotta be quicker.
So I go out. This is the worst nightmare. I'm exhausted. I go out. I just go, and there's one guy. I go, this fucking old dude. And he said something. I go, these are your kids? He goes, no. I go, what do you mean, not your kids? Something. And he goes, and he said something. They're very expensive. He's got all these jokes. He's dying.
Hate that.
Then I say something. You got to have faith. He goes, oh, hope. I'm like, oh, no. He just keeps going.
Yep.
On everything. And I, finally, I go, shut the fuck up. And I just lost
it. Yeah, yeah. You know what sucks is?
I pulled the plane up right before I went into the crowd and fought this guy.
Yeah.
I put, hey, and I smiled.
And he's in the back of the room, so he's yelling everything.
Nobody can hear.
He hears.
Plus, Gotham has these huge fucking ceilings.
This is the only job where someone can fuck with you at your job.
Yes. And then give him that microphone.
And other people are like, yeah, no, it's fine.
Keep doing that. Yeah,
on this guy. Like, if I was eating at a restaurant and a guy was like, hey, waiter, fuck you, I'd be like, dude, what an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this is the only job where they're like,
it's my fault, though.
You should have killed him.
I don't
well,
go
you,
way.
You were trying to pull it back.
Blood justice. Yeah.
And then you moved on, but you were fine after that.
Yeah, I recovered.
When was the last time you bombed?
That was probably, I mean, I think we're talking about the Attell show. I didn't bomb. Okay, but for TV, I'm not. Fuck, I can't explain it.
That's how my access set was.
I hope my access set was awesome.
Yeah, you said
mine was
fucking loved it.
That was great.
I had some trouble.
That was the first time because I didn't have anything in my head. I was like, fuck it, let's go. Yeah. But this Comedy Central, for some reason, I feel like they don't fucking like me.
That's all in your head.
I'm not saying it's a fact.
It totally is.
But when I go in, it's never friendly. It's right over here, bud. Thanks, buddy. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, but can I get a Coke?
No,
this guy is not working up here. He just got that as a favor.
He's got his food.
Thank you very much, bro.
Thank you very much. Do you want to be on the podcast?
Thanks,
no?
Buddy.
Yes?
Okay.
I was kidding. I was just kidding.
I
just want a fucking Coke.
Here, just have mine.
No, that's fine.
Hey, shut up.
I was just kidding.
Shut up.
I was just kidding.
But I know what you mean because... when I did Live at Gotham, it was my first TV appearance, and I was so ramped up, and everyone's like, dude, you're going to walk on stage and fucking murder. And I was like, all right. Jim Jeffries was hosting. I was like, here we go. It was my first TV set.
Yeah.
It's a 7 o'clock show on a Thursday. They rushed everyone in. The warm-up guy did a minute, then bring up Jim Jeffries. Jim Jeffries, who, by the way, one of the best stand-up comedians working, does okay. He does pretty good.
Right.
Brings me up my first line, nothing, panic mode. I was like, you know when you start doing the weird swallow where it's not, and I was like, and then I just crawled to the next joke. And then finally by the end, I was like, dude, all my friends that flew out to see me after the show were like, yeah, man, you got him by the end. And you're like,
How long did you do for that half hour?
10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes.
I was so terrified for my half hour. That I was like, this is gonna suck. That I went out like, fuck it, and it was amazing.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you gotta do. I know.
Yeah.
But there are. I mean, look, there are. When Joe's
gonna bury me, by the way.
Shut up.
Joe's gonna absolutely murder.
Dude, I gotta follow
right
both of you fucking losers.
Yeah, I watched List at the Cellar last night. He's a fucking goddamn machine.
Your list is on fire.
Yeah, right, he's one of the funniest dudes in New York.
He is fucking on fire. Let's not get carried away. He's got 20 minutes of good shit.
He's got 30 of. I'll stay in the room.
Yeah. He's got around 32. Wow. I'm like, I can go to the bathroom.
Joe's pumping out new jokes where I'm like, God damn it. He's like, yeah, I fucking, last night at the cellar, he's like, I opened new. I was like, ugh.
Man, I haven't, I'm going to be honest with you.
That's great.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. I can't write a fucking joke.
You know what it is? You got so much shit going on that if you just spent 1 hour and just put ideas down and then could always go back to it, I think you'll be...
That's Kelly's, by the way. That's Kelly's after drink special.
Whiskey Nate?
After whiskey set Nate? Special, I should say.
You,
after school. What?
What? That's whiskey and what?
Whiskey Nate. I always drink
Whiskey
Nate.
Oh,
Whiskey
Nate?
Yeah.
You really are like a bowling alley waitress.
I got those sagging titties like what?
No, they look good today. You can just take so much shit and you're just like sassy.
Sassy. Am I
giving her shit? I'm saying she always drinks that after she has a set.
Wine. I'm serious. I haven't been able to fucking think funny. You know, I did it on the set, like, because when we have a scene, I can fucking see the scene. I know where the funny's supposed to be, and I can throw these things in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of them make them, some of them don't. You know what I mean? But when, for stand-up, I feel like shit. I did a set at Uncle Vinny's on Saturday. I did an hour and 20, and I don't give a fuck. I'm going, what hack, how I feel. Because I feel like people are so much better than me, or like, people write, or even young guys coming up. You know, it's like I've been working on my comedy.
Yeah.
So it's like fuck me.
You feel like you're out of shape. If comedy is a muscle,
I don't give a fuck. I just wanna, come off the road. I wanna fucking not do it for a living. I want to fucking do it because I want to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to get on TV. I want to do a series. I want to do this and then fucking do this.
What?
What?
He didn't bring in a soup.
Good actor, okay actor, terrible camera.
What are you talking about?
I smell the soup.
Okay, go get it, you savage.
You are seriously.
Anyways.
You're a goddamn
Bobby,
animal.
Can we not focus on this fucking bus-taking Rican?
Robert, I think it's because your focus, your creative focus has changed, but it comes back.
It will come back. But right now, I'm telling you, I mean, Lewis, I don't even know if Lewis understands this. I would hope he does get this. The fact that, is that lobster? So
he's such a
when you wake
kid.
Up when you wake up in the morning, I wake up in the morning, I am up all fucking day.
See, I take a nap.
Yeah, I used to take naps.
You know what you need? I just read an
not
article.
Not have a kid.
No,
that's a big one.
If you can just even 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They said 20 minutes is the ideal nap time.
But I too much shit to do, bro. I come home. There's a fucking. I got to empty the trash. I got to put the styrofoam. I got to do this. I got to put a table. I got to put this together. Then I got to clean that. Then I got to move this box. I got to focus this. Then I'm going to go in that room, unpack that, put this here, get that. Dude, I'm becoming obsessive, compulsive. I think my wife likes it because I'm finally cleaning, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling her to get her shit together. And it's getting weird. I used to be the messiest fuck in the world. Mm. Now I want shit clean.
Dude, you are doing exactly done. What my girlfriend does, which is you overload yourself.
Suck your dick?
Yeah. Amazingly.
Hey, go ahead.
A lot.
Dan got lost in thought. I'm like, come back. Back to the room. Come on.
You overload your shit with like stuff you need to do, and then you freak yourself out, and you don't fucking, you know what I mean?
But I need to fucking, I tell you this, now that the pilot's over, I'm going back, I'm going to Canada for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to write something. Like, I'm going to write a show or something.
I'm surprised. Do you have a friend?
Because I'm going to this Canada tour. I'm not I usually, oh my God, I got to do new stuff. I'm doing whatever the fuck works. I'm doing whatever the fuck works when I go up there.
You know what's going to take
And I'm
going
to try to kill
this?
The crowd and have fun again doing stand-up.
You know what's going to change this for you?
What?
One new great bit that you love.
Yeah.
That one new bit comes in.
I had
fucking,
it.
Yeah, but it's stale now.
I
it's
had
stale.
It.
It's
I
fucking
had my,
rotten.
What's the new great one that you love?
I love talking about the kid. All that stuff was coming
That's
out of
fine,
me.
But now
it stopped.
Yeah,
it
because
stopped.
You know what? Now you just got to find something else that you like to talk about up there that's
Dude,
just as fun.
I know, but it's just
that's all it is. You're just not finding something.
I like someone will talk about fucking running into a bear, and I'm like, I couldn't even make that. My life is so serious right now for some reason with all the responsibilities I have. That how the fuck can I see the funny? The only time I see funny is when I'm fucking happy. and I'm not stressed,
yeah,
and I'm feeling good. That's why I envy you fucks for doing weed and being able to drink or whatever the fuck you do. I envy it so bad because I don't have food. I don't even have sex. I have nothing to escape and go.
Well, why don't you make
what?
Are you not having sex?
No.
Not at all?
No, the kid's sleeping in the bed.
Dude, you got
it. Oh, that's right. You actually don't call B to ask her about getting into a threesome with us.
Why is your mic not working?
You need what you need to do, Bobby? You need to make...
Yes, put that fucking shitty blue, sorry.
You have to make your new escape comedy.
Fucking... What?
That's what you need to be
make
your new
sure
addiction.
Make sure all these mics work next time.
Yeah, Bobby, take a knee. Dan Soder's talking. Take a knee. I'm going to throw this goddamn microphone at you.
What who's up?
Joe,
you're up
Joe's,
next.
Joe's killing.
I want to...
Joe, no, you're Joe's doing more time, bro. Listen
no.
to that.
No,
I want
to
whip...
Get him the... fuck you. Fucking you Mike. Fucking idiot.
I don't like him either.
Get him off. Put Dan up. Don't listen. Fuck don't you. Ever listen to him.
Louis
he's
Gomez,
a fucking idiot.
Dan Soder, I'm not afraid
put
of
it
you.
Down. Put it down. Go do your shit.
Hey, like I did
Louis
okay.
Right I don't like Louis ever, and you guys like him. That's why he's around.
Fasuka did great, actually.
You think I wanted him on the show
I
tonight?
I hate saying this.
It's his birthday.
Did great.
Can you listen to this?
Fasuka did great.
What?
One of the best sets I've ever seen her have.
Stop it.
Swear to God. I mean, it's not saying much for the, you know.
No, shut up.
The comedy world. I mean,
I got an applause break
she
for
did
women.
A little, she did
women.
A little less good
women
than
women don't count. Women always give applause.
I thought I
after.
Fucking sucked a dick over there. I fucking hated
myself. Why are you, what are you, a rapper?
I'm yeah. trying to be. That's my
no,
new
don't
thing.
Don't do that because it hurts my ears.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
It sucks the point. Where are you going?
He's going to
go. Oh, he's got to oh, yeah. go bring him up.
Bobby?
What, Bubba?
You're saying you got to put the baby in there. Yeah,
sit over there. Grab or just grab that microphone or whatever.
I know it's hard, but the baby you gotta.
I
do
know,
that.
I know the baby has to go in the bed. I know everything has to I change. I know, and I'm gonna have to go through 2 weeks of horrid screaming and looking
horrid?
At my
yeah,
and that's okay. That's it's, okay. It's, you'll do it. Everyone does
I'm
it.
I'm leaving for two weeks. Here's the thing yeah. too.
Get some sleep.
I don't know if you guys go through you guys have never booked a pilot, but when you book something someday. When it's over, it's like breaking up with a girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're with these people every day, all mm-hmm. day.
Yep.
The makeup ladies, the producers, the PA. They're your family. They're literally taking care of you. You're taking care of each other. And you're doing this amazing, creative, focused thing for 7 to 9 days, all day long. Your day, you wake up with these people. You leave those people. You hug and kiss. See you tomorrow. And then it's over. And yes. It might be over forever. It might be over forever. When you say goodbye, and I've done it, it's for most of these people, forever.
Yeah.
So someone you were so close with, someone who got you lunch or you had coffee with, you laughed with, you spent hours in a fucking room watching a monitor, a scene, waiting for your thing to come up. I mean, everybody taking care of all this amazing, oh my God shit. Your dream, you're in a dream on a set with fucking Leary. And John Corbett and Michael.
Oh my God!
What? Oh God! You pussy.
Aiden.
Yes.
Oh God.
And Mike Ailes. I mean, these people. These are people that I've seen on TV for years, and then it's all over. And
it kind of sounds like Any Given Tuesday after a podcast. No.
I don't know what that means.
Is that supposed to be funny?
No.
I don't know what it means.
It was.
I want the bandana, but there's no bandana.
But you're in fifth gear, and you're going to go back to first.
You would actually, you'd be the first person kicked off the podcast.
I know.
You didn't even
been.
Get the bandana.
You comic?
Fifth gear, no. And you have
I
to go
tell,
down
I can
first.
Tell why.
He's, but no, but what my point is that it's yeah. a sad thing, yeah. man. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Because you did this great shit, and now it's over. You know what I mean? Like, today yeah. I woke up and was back to my life. It's weird. Now I'm going to Canada for 2 weeks,
yeah.
which is that's going to be, I'm going to be with them. And when I'm with them, it's the same shit. Simon, Zoe, that's your family.
It's
you
like
wake
camp.
Up. It is. Yeah. And then when you come home, it's this weird fucking thing that I'm going to be going through again. It's a weird fucking time of my mm-hmm. life right now.
I don't think life's ever
FYI,
that weird.
That's Chris Ellis.
Chris Ellis from
Do you
Laugh
know Chris
Button.
Ellis?
Yeah,
he's great.
You know how important he is, right?
Yeah, but I'm fucking busting his
I
balls,
I think
Bobby.
We just got
oh, okay,
it
good.
At all. I'm breaking his balls here, Henry.
Oh, Henry.
Is that for us?
Oh, my God. That's yeah.
all You're
wow,
the best.
Look at that.
Nick.
Beautiful. Oh, and they got the prettiest girl in Jersey City to bring it up here. Are you the owner's wife or girlfriend? The what?
Mistress.
Mistress. Oh, my God. Do you own the place? What do you do here? The director of events. Oh my God, she's like literally.
She looks like the daughter from The Sopranos.
What, are you Meadow? Crazy?
She's hot as shit.
She's way hotter than
she's
Meadow.
Hotter than Meadow Soprano.
Meadow
yeah,
is hot to me.
You're an asshole.
She said you thank you.
Way, she said thank you. You're way hotter than Meadow.
I think Meadow is hot as shit.
You're an asshole.
No.
Meadow has huge nostrils. You put a fucking.
Do you have a no. Do you have a boyfriend?
Of course she does.
Yeah.
She lives. She,
yeah.
What do you think she's gonna go
I
with
bet,
you?
She's little. I bet she's yeah. like 6'5", fucking big dude. Is he? Ah, yeah.
Anyways, thank you for bringing that up.
Yes, thank you.
Can I eat some? I'm hungry.
Yeah, go ahead, eat. Here's the thing, though, is that it's fucking crazy right now.
It's different phases of your life,
right?
And they go. You go in. Yeah. You go in deep. You have a big family.
Yeah.
You're there constantly, hours spent every day.
Yeah.
And then you break. And then you enter in a new
But
one.
Then you add the comedy
but
in.
That's your life.
And here's the thing, though, is that when you, I think you're focused on comedy, I got to learn how to multitask comedy. Mm. And I've never done that. I either did comedy, went to the Cellar every night, and just did shows and worked on stuff. And then I went on the road, or I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I didn't, you feel guilty about it. And then when you go on, you do when you, you know, when you're on shows and you feel fucked up, even on your show,
mm-hmm.
dude, I was like, fuck it. I'm getting, I just got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
My head's somewhere else.
Right.
You know,
you're tired.
And go on this autopilot thing, which I don't like being on. I like Saturday night, I fucking annihilated.
Yeah.
That's where I like to be.
Yeah.
But I guess I got to, I don't know, it's a weird fucking spot.
Well, you're doing, it sound, I mean, from your schedule, from what I see, you're doing that. And everything else.
But the positive thing is that you are so much more adaptable to change than you were, you know, say 3 years ago, 5 years ago. You know what I mean?
No.
No, I think you are.
What are you talking about?
But your life is changing so
you
much more.
You haven't even
known
me 5 years
always,
ago.
Your
know
life
me fucking 2 years ago.
But your life always used to be comedy and pussy, comedy and pussy. And then slowly you started changing
there's
things.
There's another thing I miss.
And it's good. Oh, no. It's not. Dude, I'm out there.
Comedy
there's
or
nothing
pussy?
Out there. I'm out
I
there.
Love
shit.
You got to get the baby out of the bed.
Get the baby out of the bed.
I've done this.
Trust me.
Twice.
Can I bust
you
a little technical
to.
Question?
What's that?
For the Q&A.
Get the baby out of the bed.
So, like I said, we'd have the four mics coming, and they all came. But
let's not do Q&A. Do we have to do it?
You don't have to do it. I mean, we advertise it. It's up to you guys.
Yeah,
it's really up to. I mean, we've got the live podcast going on in here, so that's already the part of it.
Do they know it's supposed to be happening?
It's work, Joe.
It's not on the posters. It was mentioned on the Facebook event page. It is legitimately up to you. Even if you just want to take 2 minutes at the end and just answer questions or not, nothing. It's up. It's legit.
Well,
it's
I mean,
up to you.
We can bring everybody back. Well, let's do an encore.
Hey, Bobby, why are you such a faggot? That's gonna be the question.
Wow. Right,
well, here's the thing. I mean, we're gonna. You guys are gonna be signing posters and shit afterwards.
This
so
is why I don't have you around. Because you're just an asshole.
That's not an asshole.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Jokes sometimes they don't land. Bob.
Yeah, no, they always don't land because they're
that's
too aggressive
true.
And mean.
You didn't hear yesterday's show. It was really good.
Terrible. I heard it. I have it. I listened
it
to it.
Bad?
It's my
you
show.
Yesterday?
You were terrible. That's you the side you took at the end.
What side?
Oh, you took the opposite side of women. It's just terrible.
What the fuck are you talking about the opposite side of women?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
You didn't even fucking listen to the show, you asshole.
Listen, anyways.
Here's the thing. If you're going to do the Q&A, all of you on stage at once, there might be some mic sharing going on.
Yeah, of course. That's fine. All right. That's fine. Joe, how'd you do?
Yeah, they're a hot crowd.
Yeah.
The mic is super hot. Oh, sorry.
You had a good time?
Yeah, it was fun. They're good.
Yeah, you had a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
I think
sort of sucked around a little bit up front. I hope
there's
you
some pizza. What do you mean?
I was kind of doing jokes I wrote yesterday. But they were nice. And then I kicked it into gear.
See, we were just talking about that. We were just talking about...
But they were nice. So I thought
I'm doing new stuff. We were just talking about that. Like, I've been so fucked up and busy and crazy, I haven't been able to do any comedy. And now when I do shows, I feel like shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I know I'm going through a similar thing because I'm doing this new CD. And then I'm like, oh, what? I got to start over. And then you got to know... material.
It's fucking weird. I should have filled my hour 6 months ago.
Jesus.
I remember when I was doing the hour at the week, the Creek in the Cave. I did a whole week. I was ready to fucking go, and then it all fell apart, and now I feel like it's all over the place. I don't even know what my fucking hour is anymore. Because now I had the kid. That shit was before the... That was like ready to go before the kid.
Yeah, you got to get it out there before you make the life change, because now you got a new chapter.
But now I got this other stuff that doesn't... I don't even know if... I don't even fucking know. I got all these jokes I don't do about women getting old and my grandmother's foot and all that shit and the fucking waxing my ass. I don't even do that shit. The intimacy, I don't do any of it. Hating God. I haven't done that shit in so long. I don't even know how to fuck. Huh?
I remember those bits.
I started the night off calling Jesus Christ a twat. So I think you
can. What, tonight?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a Lent fucking bit I do about whatever. We don't need to redo my bit.
Do you understand what he just did? He's heard that I have a joke about hating God. You know, oh, shit. I might have a similar joke. Let me fucking stake my claim.
I'm not staking my claim.
So he knows. If he doesn't,
I'm going to tell you, it's not the same bit.
Yeah, it's not. I'm just saying I've already.
Kelly has to do this podcast from now on with food in her mouth.
Yeah, a new special guest, Lenny Dykstra.
I'm going to take a stab in the back.
I'm just saying.
This is how people hear you anyways.
I'm just saying I already insulted religion starting the night off. So you're fine. Well, here's the thing. But tonight, this crowd, I mean.
Shut up, Craig.
Is here for you.
Well,
yeah,
here for
us. Yeah, there's actually a few fans in there. As I'm walking through.
Can you chew?
Oh my God, Kelly!
Your food, you Jesus fat Christ. Cow.
It's not like you're popping. It's not like you're popping into the cellar for a set.
The only time Lewis has laughed tonight is that right there.
I've been laughing. You hurt my feelings a little bit on my birthday.
Lewis
did I hurt
sad.
Your feelings, Bubba?
Lewis is a little down.
Lewis, come here. Before he brought me out, he reckoned they're trying to make out with him on the train, which is bullshit.
Sit down, Bubba. Sit on Daddy's lap.
Kelly, you kind of did try to make out with me on the train.
Oh my God.
How you doing, Bubba?
Kelly tried to make out with me on the train.
You all right, Bubba?
Yeah.
You're looking good, kid.
Thanks, man. I ate really bad.
Did you get the good news?
What's the good news?
You didn't get the good news?
No.
Uh-huh. He didn't get it yet. Well, Bobby, he didn't get it yet. I'm so excited. It's great.
She is such a fucking moose.
How was that pizza, by the way? I haven't had the food here yet.
Really good. Really good.
Kelly, you need to stop eating bread.
Lewis, are you going to host the show while I'm on stage?
Yeah, I'll host the show when you're on stage. Well, I mean, I'm going to bring you up. Joe's going to have to hold it down.
Joe, will you hold it down?
I can hold it down, bro.
Let me know.
I don't like this fucking new dude.
What are you talking about?
Let me know if we're doing the Q&A afterwards, though.
What, do you guys want to do Q&A?
Who what do you think, wants Joe? To do
I don't
a
care.
Q&A?
Here's the deal. We all do, and let's do, at the end, Lewis brings us all back up.
No, can I tell you something? This could be the best. Actually, I say do the Q&A, and I'll tell you why. Because when we go up there and then we go, hey, it's time for the Q&A, and everyone leaves, it's going to be the best moment of my
life.
Yeah,
it might be a tad pretentious for like the 40% of people that have no idea
Listen, here's the deal. I say, well, you bring us all back. Let's do an encore. Have everybody down there ready to go. We'll all go. You bring us all back up in order of appearance. We'll go back up on stage, and then we're going to go.
With Craig, too?
Yes.
In order of appearance, so Kelly goes first.
I was making sure I got to get all the fucking.
I wish you a happy birthday at the end of my set.
You're the prettiest.
Here's the deal.
Craig's
then,
the prettiest.
Craig, how many mics do we have?
We got.
Are they blue microphones?
No, they're good. We can plug in a.
I'm kidding. I love blue microphone.
I know. No, we've got a wireless setup. We can plug in.
Right.
As soon as you're done, we can plug in, hook that up, and then pass that along.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. All right, so you'll do that. You'll control the me and you will do it. Okay. Right.
Okay. So let me run downstairs and make sure we're ready to go with that.
All right, sure.
So Joe's gonna have to hold it down. Kelly, stop eating. And she's fucking just picking up grease with her fingers.
Oh my God! Somebody take a video of this.
She's hungry.
She's hungry. She hasn't.
I haven't eaten. I've been up since 5 a.m. I haven't eaten yet.
Eat all you want, but don't talk while you're doing it.
Why not?
It's appalling.
Oh my God!
Joe.
This is the weirdest podcast ever.
Joe,
it is. It's kind of fun. I like.
You like it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought
just from this perspective, I wish everyone could see us running up and down. And
I thought it would be a good idea for the fans because they don't really they get us in the studio all the time.
It's kind of like live time of like there's something going on out there. There's something going on back
Bob,
here.
You should be in the car on the way up here.
Right.
These guys were killing it.
Yeah.
Am I right? Am I right?
What? You're eating bread. You're eating bread.
No.
Lewis
is licking the pizza because he doesn't want the carbs.
Lewis.
Wow. Don't fucking waste it. Lewis
what's wrong with the carbs?
Lewis is eating pizza like an ice cream cone.
Are you kidding me now?
And now Kelly's going to eat what he just licked.
If you eat that, I'll be your fucking hero forever. I love you.
Problem.
My God. Oh. She's a mess. Oh, my God. Don't throw up. Don't throw up. Kelly Festuca. Lewis Gomez is on No Sugar, No Grain, so he just went and ate the stuff off the pizza. And it's not like a big cheesy pizza. It's those little personal fucking brick oven pizzas.
Fluffy
like
pizza.
Nothing on it. And then he licked it off and then handed it to Kelly. And Kelly, Fat Stuka, is
nasty.
Eating is eating the fucking bread from the pizza.
Why is the food, Bob?
Get her nickname for nothing.
It was like a dog licking.
All right, hold this down. Joe, you're taking over. I'm going down.
All right, I'm holding it down. Joe, I'm getting nervous, though.
You know what,
Joe? Oh, I got the cans and everything?
Joe, tell us about your set. Oh, my goodness.
No, it's just water. We're fine. I just spilt a little water, but it wasn't on the cans.
Bobby, what are we doing after you're done? Are we doing
We're all going down and doing a...
So do I just say goodnight?
Small Q&A.
What?
You got it, Bobby?
Why are your pants undone?
I was going to say, fix your pants before you go downstairs.
Yes.
So what? How do I end it then?
Did you just have a buffet?
End it.
I just say that's the end of the podcast?
Yeah, just say the end.
But do I say Godspeed?
Yeah, Chris, end it.
I got it. I got it from here.
Let's yeah, you might have to
I'm
going to
tell you what's going on the TV right now.
Just tell everybody, give everybody's plugs. We plug the Amy Schumer show, right? I want to do a David Tell show.
Yeah.
She didn't need it.
Yeah.
And then,
You're ending it right now. You're ending it right now.
Why don't we just end this?
You got this.
We got to keep it going without you. Why don't we all just watch your set like you're our dad?
Yeah.
That's way we can all stand on the stairs.
I was going to go watch you anyway.
I want to watch
your
set.
Yeah, I want to
watch you. Watch me. You've seen me.
No, I haven't seen your new stuff.
I just told you I'm very insecure about my comedy right now. You're not going to come watch me.
We're expecting all new material.
New shit that worked. I got fucking Scopo that Kelly killed.
We're going to stand on the staircase.
Last time I saw you, you had a goatee and, you know, no wife. I haven't seen you in 25 years.
Oh, yeah,
when
did you shave your goatee? Today?
I didn't. They couldn't fly.
What? I meant the 90s. That was a joke with the 90s.
Oh.
Let's wrap it up so we can watch you.
Yeah, you need your phone. I texted you a picture of you and Lewis.
Oh, no. Where is my phone?
No, it's probably...
That's weird. Where is my phone?
Let
Is it on the thing over there?
Let's go and run the light.
We got a mystery.
Oh, no. Where's my phone, Joe?
I don't know, buddy. I can call you, but you never gave me your number.
No.
You know my name.
You know what number?
Look up the number.
I ran out of my
phone. Well, we need to find my phone. Is that this show podcast?
Let me ring you.
All right.
That's the end of the show.
No, wait. Say everybody's goodbyes.
Oh.
Kelly, end the show, would you?
Okay.
With food in your mouth.
Okay.
Go. I love you guys. YKWD, thanks for listening.
I'm ringing you on your phone, Bob.
All right, go ahead.
It's ringing.
The YKWD podcast would like to thank everybody for coming out.
Where does that come from?
You got it? Thank you. Oh, I gotta go.
Why does it say avoid, don't answer?
Thanks for joining us. This is the live show at the Jersey City Comedy Festival. Thanks, Craig Mahoney. Thanks, Matt Kelly, Chris Ellis. And thanks, Matt. Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you, Kelly. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
We had a lot of good, we had some good moments.
I'm going to go down and watch Bobby.
We appreciate
now.
You guys being here.
Don't tell Bobby, but I need to find a cigarette off someone because I just finished mine.
We're not going
to
tell anybody about that.
Do you know anyone who smokes cigarettes here?
No.
Dying for a smoke.
No.
And ask the bartenders. There's always bartenders that smoke.
All the bartenders.
I never scab cigarettes, but I just smoked my last one. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere in Jersey fucking City. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, thank you so much. Follow YKWD on Facebook and Twitter. Follow the Laugh Button, laughbutton.com, The Syndicate. They're the best. Dan Soda just came in. We're ending the podcast.
Soda, you want to talk about your
Soda.
Set? On.
How'd you go?
As we're ending the show.
Follow me on Twitter, at Dan Soda, dansoda.com.
And find Louis Gay Gomez, Chris Scopo, Joe List Comedy.
Bobby Kelly's the best.
Bobby Kelly, YKWD. Bye.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
Yeah.